Good morning and welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Phone number 866-901-ADAM, 866-901-ADAM. Good morning, Dave Damashek and Teresa Strasser.
Good morning, girl.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to talk some more Playboy Mansion stuff. We're doing this party there on the 26th of October. We're having a Halloween party there. It's an evening thing. 7 to 11. At least we'll be doing the show 7 to 11 out there. So we're going to tell you how you can get involved with that. We have about 60 tickets to give away. We talked about it yesterday. We'll keep going with it. We'll play What Can't Adam Complain About? Also, we have an 18-year-old porn virgin who's going to come in here from Hustler. I'm interested in seeing her. I was thinking about this, and we were talking about it yesterday. If you were a bona fide virgin, I know that sounds contradictory, but if you're an actual virgin and you're an attractive female and a doctor can certify it and you're going to have your first time happen, you're going to have your first time in front of some cameras to make a porn movie out of it, don't you think you could get a lot of money for this? And don't you think it would create a lot of argument on the talk shows, conservative and... I get the feeling like you'd be a guest on the Bill Maher show and you'd be a guest on all the political shows that are on Fox News and CNN and all this kind of stuff. I feel like we could get some momentum here. I feel like people would buzz about it. It'd be water cooler talk. People, half the camp would be saying, look, she's 18, she's going to lose her virginity to some drunken junior college guy in the back of an El Camino anyway. At least this way she gets paid for it. The other way would be talking about selling the country's soul to the man for the camera and everything. It'd be a big internet thing. You'd make an internet deal out of it. You could do a pay-per-view or something like that. Some sort of internet pay-per-view live kind of thing. Everyone would be arguing and buzzing about it. Be some pretty good bucks.
Well, first of all, bona fide virgin has now leapt over jumbo shrimp as my favorite oxymoron ever.
Thank you.
And secondly, now you're suggesting a real virgin, not a one who's never been in a movie and had sex, but you mean never had sex, period.
I mean real virgin, like, checked out by a gynecologist, however they figure it out, lie detector, however they figure it out. And, you know, you offer $100,000, whatever it is, you find the most attractive one you can come up with. She is going to be deflowered via the internet or via closed circuit TV or via pay-per-view or via all three, whatever. At this time, you know, boom, on, the night of her birthday or something like that. Everyone starts arguing over it. They get upset over it. And next thing you know, at $19.95 a pop. Everybody in the country's bought into it.
I think it would be interesting to see. On the other hand, it might be, it's not like regular porn girls where she's going to be having a really good time. It might be kind of unpleasant.
Yeah, but, you know, for a guy, half of it is how she performs, but the other half, and it depends who you are, the other half is what she looks like, and then there's a whole segment of porn watchers who like the idea that she doesn't really want to be there. I don't like it. I don't like it when they want to be there more than the dude. It makes me suspicious.
Yeah.
Makes you worry.
Well, she'll probably be wincing and uncomfortable.
The best porn is once in a while there's a chick who doesn't really want to kiss that much in the porn. Like the guy's like, come here, baby. And you can tell she's just not into it. That's my favorite kind. Oh, she don't want to be here. This is clearly for the money. If I find out she's doing it for anything but the money, I'm disappointed. I'll take my wang and leave. That's the way I'll be. That's what I'll do. I'll leave. I'll just walk out and I'll be like, hey, Wang, come on, let's go. And I open the passenger side of the car. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And the Wang will jump up and get in the passenger. Once in a while, the Wang will climb into the driver's seat and then I'll try to get in the car. Okay, come on. Now move it back over there. Crack the window. Wags.
Does it ever stick its head out the window?
It's funny. It likes the cold air, but whenever I blow on it, it always goes back into the fly. And I'll just crack the window, and I'll just see. But once in a while, I got to be careful in the neighborhood because I saw Jimmy walking his wang. And my wang jumped right out, went right after, tore after, under a fence, hours looking around. Neighbor finally returned it. Good Samaritan. All right, where were we? I had a dream that as we always, we're a little, I wouldn't say obsessed with sleep, but I'm interested in it. I'm interested in that on any given Monday, I may wake up a couple minutes before the alarm, and then on Tuesday, the alarm may go off, and it may be utter confusion in the Corolla house. What is this? What is this noise? Why am I? Wait, it's dark outside. Where am I going? I was in such a deep and bizarre dream last night. Again, same thing. Wasn't, you know, people like to attribute things to, oh, what'd you eat? Oh, did you eat? Oh, dairy? Well, that's what did it. A lot of that kind of stuff. No, it's nothing. Same ritual. A couple glasses of red wine. Watch a little Sports Center. Go to bed. 10:30, 11. Same thing every night. I woke up. The alarm woke me up, of course. I was in the middle of a dream, and I've made a couple of notes because I'll forget about them. I piece them together. All first is, and it's hard to tell when you're dreaming what time period it takes place over. Is this a couple of moments, or is this over the last hour of my dream? I was flying to New York with Kimmel and company, the usual suspects. Dave was probably there, Jimmy's cousin Sal. I was in first class, but I went to back where the coach section to hang out with the boys. We hung out, talked a little bit. I came back to first class, and the meal had been served already. And then all of a sudden, we were going to land, and I couldn't believe that the flight had gone by that fast, and I wanted my meal. They gave me my meal, but they just piled it on, sandwiches and chicken and stuff like that. And I was trying to shove it down my mouth before we landed because, obviously, it's a fear of mine to fly first class and not consume everything that's offered in first class, including the warm cup of nuts from my neighbor's tray after he falls asleep. So I was consuming everything, and I even took it with me off the plane. Then at some point, I was sitting outside finishing my chicken, but the chicken came in sort of a cylinder. It was as if you took a cylinder, like an oatmeal cylinder, and covered it in chicken skin. And I was eating. It was like a chicken breast, but it was the shape of a cylinder. And I was eating it with Keanu Reeves. And I was trying to make small talk with Keanu, who I'm not a fan of personally or professionally, but I did decide to mention that not only was Point Break on the other day, and I really enjoyed that movie, but that Parenthood was on the other week, and an underrated film. I really enjoy Parenthood. For those of you who haven't seen it, with Steve Martin and a cast of many, go see it. It's poignant. It's interesting. It's got some good laughs in it. It's just a good movie. And Keanu's good in it, or at least well cast in it, so he's good in it. And I was watching, and I said, you know, Parenthood, very good, very underrated. You know, I mean, I think people enjoyed it, but doesn't get put on anyone's top 10 or 20 list. Very, very good movie. And he said, yeah, no, we were nominated for Nobel Peace Prize for that one. I said, really? Why? Well, you know the part in the movie where we talked about this war? Some skirmish that was going on. Of course, there wasn't that part in the movie, but I somehow decided there was because I guess I made Keanu say it to me anyway. So I said, yeah. I said, well, it stopped the war. The discussion of it stopped the war, so we were nominated. We didn't win. Something like that. I guess I didn't want to wake up. I guess if I'd realized that Keanu had won the Nobel Peace Prize, I would have woken up. See, certain things about the dream is, it's kind of like you're your own prostitute. You have to make you think you like you, but ultimately it's about getting the money from you. But if you just come up and go, give me the money, you go, whoa, what is this about? And then you might wake up. You know, there's this part where you have to keep yourself intrigued, like, hey, there's Keanu Reeves. Hey, here's the Nobel Peace Prize. But if you make it too absurd, sometimes you'll go, huh? And then you'll wake up. So there was that. I was hanging with him. I was also hanging with Jimmy's cousin Sal, who was getting fatter and fatter, but he kept talking about working out, and he was working out, and we were in towels. We're walking around in towels, and he was trying to pull the towel off me, of course, and we're in public, and we're both holding these. Oh, I know why I had this. I know where this part comes
because
in.
Because you're gay?
Seems like it. That's at least a component of it. We we're holding our staffs. We had staffs.
By the second.
Big staffs. Now, I know where the staff part came in. I was watching TV last night. I came across the Man Show, and I came across the one where I was teaching karate to young kids, and I had this sort of fighting stick, and I remember taking note of that. Oh, I remember that. Oh, yeah, the fighting stick, and I jumped over. So that must have been where the staff got introduced. And then I said, it's weird, that thing in the Bible with thy rod and thy staff. You know, oh, isn't a rod a staff and a staff a rod? I mean, what, you want a rod and a staff? That's like saying my hot dogs and my Frankfurters. Like, how about a bun? You were rod and a staff. How about a shield and a staff? How about a rod and a slingshot?
You do your Jags and your dreams.
I was doing my Jags. I was doing my Jags in my dreams.
Right. The biblical edition.
And just like in real life, nobody was listening and nobody gave it any thought. I was going, thy rod and thy staff. Well, what is that? Maybe Rod's his buddy. Rod could be his gay buddy. Hey, Rodney. Rod, come here. Bring the staff. Is that how it went? So I was doing this jag, although nobody thought it was funny. Nobody was interested. Nobody was listening. But I was fixated on thy rod and thy staff. And then Chris Klein, the actor,
yes,
showed up.
Used
that
to be
point.
With Katie Holmes.
That's right. We were on the flight together. We started talking. He was just going to New York to get some modeling work, or he was, whatever it was, he wasn't happy about it. He had to do some modeling, and it was a step backwards for him, but a paycheck nonetheless. And he explained to me how that worked. And then the band, now this is maybe a regional thing, but you guys who know music should know the band X was playing. LA band, very good band, had some hits. Mm-hmm. And they were playing, but rehearsing. Walked past them while they were rehearsing. The drummer was playing the drums, and then there was another guy leaned over the drum kit facing the other way, playing the drums as well. And we were in the middle of an infomercial, about a workout infomercial. You ever in your dreams are watching a TV show or something like that and sort of in it simultaneously? Where you know you're sort of in it. Do you ever have those dreams where there's a movie, you're in it? Now, I don't mean Purple Rose of Cairo sitting in a theater watching you up on screen. It's something that you clearly know is a movie, but you're sort of in it anyway. And there's a part of you that knows it's a movie, and then another part of you that realizes, well, the guy's holding a gun on me. Even though I think we're in a movie, I probably shouldn't ask him to shoot me in the head. I don't want a chance. That it's sort of what a dream is. It's the dream. It's the equivalent of what a dream is, which is I'm in this and I think I'm in it, but I'm not sure and I don't want to take any chances. But obviously something's going on. I'm in a movie, but I don't see any cameras filming me. This was a workout infomercial. And then the alarm went off. If it had kept going, God knows what different directions we could have went.
Wow. That is incredible.
Thank you. How does that rod and the staff thing work, seriously? Did they carry two rods?
Well, that's very redundant, but then so is Chris Klein and Keanu Reeves. Isn't that the same guy?
They're close to it.
What was redundant was that Chris Klein, Keanu, and Big Sal all were not laughing at the jag.
Nobody was listening. And there was a bevy of, I think, Asian women who were around, too, while we're in our towels. Because I guess we're at some sort of massage parlor or something, and that's where Cousin Sal was trying to pull my towel off in front of the group of foreign staff members.
Massage parlor, workout video, all being conducted 30,000 feet in the air.
No, we
in the big airport.
We'd landed at some point. Right. Also, there was a note left on my chair that said, Give me a buzz. I want to hook up. It's been a long time, but I never got to the person's name and lamented that I'd left it on the airplane and was never going to be able to contact that person. And that person would forever think I was an a-hole for not getting back to them. I guess what it is I have a fair amount of people that have called me over the past few months, old high school guys who've moved on to Oregon and stuff like that. I realize if you go to bed with 5 or 8 people that you probably owe a call to, and maybe it's been a month or two, and then it gets to the point where after a while, you don't owe them a call back anymore because it's been too long, but you've forgotten about it. But they didn't forget about it. All they know is their old bud from their old bud. They called their old bud Ace Man. He called Adam from the Valley, and he never called him back. That's what they remember.
It's weighing on you.
Evidently. Well, where were we? Surreal. This is real, right?
Yes.
All right. Tell you what's real. We're going to the Playboy Mansion. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Halloween party, Thursday, October 26th. You want to go? Give us a call, 866-901-ADAM. We'll tell you all the details about that after this.
Call 866-901-ADAM. We'll be right back with more of The Adam Carolla Show. On October 26th, Adam's doing the show live from the Playboy Mansion for the first annual Blotto in the Grotto Halloween party.
Playmates, booty shorts, lingerie.
Everyone's kind of sexed up. A lot of girls with a lot of blonde hair.
You want to go, don't you? Of course you do. But you got to earn it with a humiliating stunt.
I will go ahead and take a 2.5-foot bong load of Tad's pubes to get into the Playboy Mansion.
Now you got to inhale.
I'm telling you, I'll go to North Hollywood High, your old alma mater, stand there in a full-size diaper.
Getting someone to stand in a diaper in front of my own high school says I've arrived.
Or you could shave the entire left side of your body. Check out the list at adamcarolla.com. Oh, and ladies, you're welcome too. And all you have to do is send us a picture of yourself in a hot Halloween costume. Check out adamcarolla.com if you want to go get Blotto in the Grotto at the Playboy Mansion. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, we want to try one of these in studio tomorrow. Some of them we're not ready for. We're not ready for the tat. I was looking at my own armpit yesterday thinking, if Don King, if I had a likeness of Don King's head right at the base of my armpit hair, if I shaved it so it was just sort of square, just ended abruptly, and then put Don King's head right under there, it would be awesome. And no one would know it. You'd be at the beach, you'd have your hands down, whatever, and then you'd flash some babe, and they'd all laugh. It'd be a nice conversation piece. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice icebreaker. Or the fellas. Oh, yeah. Play beach volleyball. That's right.
A guy called in and suggested, he said, like, we made a list of things that people could, ridiculous things like Tad smoke a bong load of Tad's pubes, but then people started calling in and say, I'll put a tattoo of Adam Carolla right under my armpit. Ace, you went one up, and you said Don King, even better.
Don King would be good. Also, my likeness on your ass if you're a hairy gent, and then we shave it in such a way so it looks like I have a beard. It's an ass hair beard. Maybe the joke's on me. I haven't sorted that out.
Well, a guy offered to do it.
I'll ask Keanu and Chris Klein next time I fall asleep if they look at that as an insult. Other one I came up with, I think it was off the air, which is Grenadine Grenade. This is taking a nice, big, fat, juicy, the hell is it? Pomegranate. That's right. I'm starting it with a G for some reason. Pomegranate. Taking a pomegranate, putting an M80 in it, putting it inside your luxury vehicle and lighting it off and closing the door behind it.
Whoa.
It would be good. I've put firecrackers in lemons and things like that, and rolled them into people's houses and screwed around when I was a kid. It goes up nicely, but a pomegranate, nice big red juicy pomegranate with an M80 in it, lit off on the dashboard or the console of your fine automobile would be nice. Because it's actually what you're looking for, which is no technical permanent damage. I mean, if you have a white headliner in your car, it's going to be tough to get out. If you have a black headliner, it'll probably be okay. There's nothing in there that's not made of vinyl, rubber, glass, leather. It could be cleaned up, but it'll never quite be cleaned up. But it's never going to affect the car and the way the car runs. It's not going to be dangerous. There'll be no permanent damage. It's what you're looking for. A lot of these stunts are sort of, well, you don't want them to be dangerous. On the other hand, you want them to be over in 2 seconds with no long-term effects. All right, so we're talking to you who, let's see, Kenny has a suggestion. Kenny?
Yeah.
What's up?
Oh, not much.
What would you do to go to the Playboy Mansion?
I would staple my scrotum to my leg.
Kind of been done.
Ballsy.
Yeah.
Steve-O.
Exactly, but I've actually done it before, and that's just the first thing that came to my head. So,
well, it's not bad, but the fact that you've done it before now makes it even worse for us, less enticing.
Well, I was wasted when I did it before. I'd do it straight now.
What kind of car do you drive?
I drive a Metro.
I like the good folks who came up with the Metro, the Geo Metro. They're like, four cylinders for an automobile? That's one too many.
Is that really three cylinders?
I think the Geo Metro is a three-cylinder automobile.
Yeah, mine's a four-cylinder, actually, but they do make a three-cylinder, too.
Whoa. You really stepped it up.
Yeah, I did.
Now, if there'd been a three-and-a-half cylinder, it's probably where Kenny would have gone, but you had to go either all the way to four. He bit the bullet. He paid the extra $29. He got the four-cylinder. Three-cylinder's weird, too, because odd numbers of cylinders don't work real well in a car. Things are two cylinders, things are four cylinders, things are six, they're eight, they're 12. There's no nine-cylinder car. There's a couple of five-cylinder cars. Actually, Volvo's the only one stupid enough to make a five-cylinder car, and it doesn't really work out. But the point is three cylinders. Look, you're more moped than you are a car at that point.
Is there such a thing as a two-cylinder car?
No. Probably some weird micro thing out of East Berlin.
It's a golf cart.
The Geo Metro should have been called the Geo I Can't Afford a Car.
I drove a Geo Prism, a 1990 white Geo Prism from Chicago to L.A. I packed up all my dreams into it and drove out here.
And that's a four-cylinder, though, right? I mean, the Prism, a nice step up from the Metro.
It is? Oh, I didn't
realize. Oh, yes. Metro Mini. Kenny.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living?
I work at the airport here in Portland, Oregon.
What do you do?
I inventory the parking lot. So I just basically go around all night and take down license plates.
Make sure there's no, what, terrorists, troublemakers?
I guess. I don't know. They use them for whatever, looking for stolen vehicles and everything, but just mainly to make sure people pay for their parking.
All right. Kenny. Yeah, easy on the weed, brother. Know what I'm saying? It's stifling. Let's keep going.
I still don't know how you do that.
Oh, you can tell by the laugh. Well, also the Geo. When you have adults who write down license plates for a living and drive a Geo Metro, there's a good chance weed is in their past, present, and future. Johnny?
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
What's happening, Johnny?
Hey, I'll get a tattoo of you on one ass cheek, Kimmel on the other ass cheek, so when I stand up, it looks like you guys are kissing.
Nice. I'm not sure if I want to see that either being done or if I want to see the aftermath of it, but it is creative. We do have some tattoo stuff going down.
I can get a tattoo artist in your studio if you can bring people down there to get done.
Well, we can. Where are you calling from?
Long Beach.
Long Beach. And you have a connection to a tat guy?
Yeah, a pretty famous one, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Would we have heard? Well, we wouldn't have heard of him. What's his name?
You might have heard of him. Well, you've definitely heard of his dad, I'm sure. Good Time Charlie Cartwright.
Oh. His dad is Ben Cartwright from Bonanza?
Oh, not Ben Cartwright.
Oh, then I haven't heard of him. I don't know the others.
He does all the old-time flash that you see. Is Jack Ruby, Good Time Charlie. They did all of it.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe we'll bring him in and maybe we'll bring you in. But I'm sort of into my Don King tat.
I'll get Don King on my ass kissing Kimmel.
How about Don King, though? I want the underarm pit hair to be Don King's hair. You know what I'm saying?
You can do that, too. I can do that one, too. I got room there to do one.
All right. Well, now, Bruska's saying we have a guy coming in Friday to do tats already.
Oh, okay.
But we still need a sucker to come in and get the tattoo. Might that be you, Johnny?
I would surely do it.
All right. Do you have other tattoos?
Oh, yeah. I got a few.
And you're all right with Don King's head under your armpit with your armpit hair being Don King's hair?
Sure thing.
Are you blonde?
No, I'm not.
Okay, good. Do you have sufficient pit hair?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I could grow some more. I got some in there.
See,
not a whole lot.
See, this is tough because the hair Actually, it'd be nice if we got a black guy to do it. Trying to think, you know, what you don't want is a blonde guy with that sort of scraggly, you know. You know that thing, and every once in a while you see an old Asian woman with a mole and a couple of straggling hairs hanging out of it? That's not what we want on top of Don King's head.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what you do.
We don't want Corbin Burnson's hair, yes.
Well, but if it's a blonde guy, we could do the same thing, but the blonde guy would get Yahoo Serious.
Mmm.
Or,
probably less recognizable
Jerry Lee Lewis.
Put his hands up, yeah.
What about, though, the other guy who called in yesterday and suggested this creative thing, using the armpit hair? I like that one. Maybe he should do Don King, and then this guy on the phone should do you on one ass cheek, and instead of Kimmel, Laird Hamilton, because that's something you would like to see, you making out with Laird
Hamilton.
That is
nice, yeah. You got a good point there. Donnie?
Yes, sir.
What would you like to do to go to the Playboy Mansion on the 26th?
I would drink your urine.
Again, I would feel sort of homoerotic. I know it sounds weird coming from a guy who's urinated on his friends many times. I don't know. I wouldn't feel good about that as a mother. I mean, as a father now. I get confused in my role at home. Point is I think most of this stuff we're coming up with has to do with tats, fecal matter, or urination. I am looking for something a little more creative.
Yeah, something maybe some kind of public display that doesn't involve you directly, but yet has to do with you.
It's also one of these things where if you had a good one, you'd say it. You know, every time you try to discuss it with somebody, you go, no, not tired of the whiz in the ear, no, tired of the dookie in the diaper. Come up with one you know, something creative, something funny, something interesting, something no one's done before. Like, something good, you know. You realize, well, if I had it, I would know it, and then we would have one.
It's difficult, because like you said, it has to fall into that narrow region of the damage doesn't last, but there's some damage.
Yes. Now, somebody has an 05 BMW 645, which is a $75,000 to $80,000 automobile. It is a 6 Series. I'm hoping we can do our grenadine grenade in the car. Steve?
Yeah, what's up, Adam?
What's happening?
I need to get into that mansion room.
You got an 05 6 Series, huh?
Sir, yes, sir.
And you bought it? You're leasing it? You bought it?
Oh, no, I paid cash for it.
Paid cash?
Wow. Yes, sir.
That's a 60-something, low 70s car?
Mid-70s.
Mid-70s.
Fully loaded.
And you paid cash for it?
Inheritance money.
Nice. That's a sweet ride. Convertible or hard top?
Convertible.
Convertible. But it's got a fully lined top. What color's the headliner?
It's completely black interior. Mm-hmm.
Completely black interior, which sounds good at first, except for the thing we're lighting off is red. It's not black. You know, normally you dodge a bullet with a black interior. If you spill some coffee and you have a black interior, no problemo. But red is the color of the pomegranate. So you will put your car up for that.
I will for some tickets in the mansion.
All right. Yeah. We'll put you on hold. It's a good candidate for my grenadine grenade because I don't know if we're going to do much better than a $75,000 automobile, which is a year old. And also convertible, yes, base price, high 60s, but the convertible, that's a $75,000 to $80,000 automobile. It's barely a year old, and it's got the convertible top, too, and the whole bit. I like that. All right, we'll put him on hold. So what do we want, Brusk? I'd like someone to come in here and smoke a bong load of Tad's pubes. Yeah?
Let's do it. Sort of like the lighting of the torch at the Olympics. This will be the first event. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Justin's on a cell phone. Justin?
Hello?
You say 10 girls can kick you in the nuts.
Yeah, it's pretty masochistic, but...
How about you do a bong load of Tad's pubes?
Hey, I'll do it.
Wow. Where do you live?
I live in Laverne.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, speaking of tattoos...
Surely you can't be serious. How far is Laverne from here?
About half an hour.
Half hour.
What is Laverne?
I couldn't find it on a map. How could it be a half hour from here?
Sure.
It's right next to
It's in the 909, Bri says.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you want to come out tomorrow and do a bong load of Tad's pubes?
Hey, I'll do it. Hey, speaking of tattoos, I got a Popeye's chicken and biscuits tattoo on my stomach.
Really?
Huh.
Why?
Yeah. Well, I'm a big fan of the chicken strips.
No, I understand. So when you're masturbating, do you scream out you want some gravy with those biscuits? Right at the point of climax?
No,
I would. That's the way I would do it.
Every time.
Who wants some Dunkin' sauce? Yeah. Oh, never again. That's what I announce at the end.
Never again.
Yes, at the beginning of the session, I announce I'm going for a deuce, maybe the trifecta. At the end of the first one, I announce never again. That's how the brain works. The mind. If you really want to know how the male mind works. At the beginning of the masturbatorial session, we think, yeah, maybe I'll go for two. I think I'll go for two. I got two in me. And then after the first one, never again. That's how male minds work. All right, let's take ourselves a break. Let's see. Yeah, Brusket. I don't know if I want to kick this guy in the nutsack 10 times. See, the thing about a lot of this stuff is I like things that are funny, and I like jokes and stuff, but if it's just we whack you with a mallet in the side of the head, that just seems cruel. I don't want to see a guy get kicked in the groin 10 times. And plus, couldn't you do some damage after about the 8th or 9th strike to the groin?
I'd be concerned.
How about I take thy rod and thy staff and hit your groin? You know what I'm saying, Dan. Yes. Don't give me that look. All right, T, we'll continue this. Go to www.adamcarolla.com, right? That's where you go. Because we need some foxy chicks. This is the deal. Yes, quickly before I get to what's coming up in the news. We need hotties in Halloween costumes. Girls, as per usual, you will get in without doing anything. Wait, someone's on the phone. We have a chick on the phone. Teresa?
Yes.
Where are you calling from?
San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Are you attractive?
I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What'd you go as for Halloween last year?
I was Catgirl.
Okay, that's good. Because if you hear pumpkin...
It's bad.
Or supermarket dumpster.
Or box of Cheerios.
That's heavy. Yeah, whenever you hear big box, when you hear box or crate of or anything like that, that's bad. What you want is Catwoman. So you want is Catwoman. What were you wearing?
A very tight leather skirt.
Oh. She was wearing stilettos.
Come F me pumps, she'd mentioned before we dumped out. I say all the time, is any... First off, I got to believe when you're going pumps shopping, it doesn't say come F me pumps over at the Nordstrom's. Does it?
It doesn't have to. We know what they are.
The idea that people will happily blurt out the F word on the radio, and I think... Do you ever hear it other than once in a blue moon on this show when it slips by under the dump button? Do you hear people throwing around the F word on? Here's how you know it's not okay for you to do in almost whatever you need to do. You should study society like an alien. You know, aliens come down here and they go, the humans appear to do this. The humans appear to do that. You do that too. I feel like I have to tell certain humans they have to study us like they're aliens. But if you see humans wearing shirts in movie theaters, assume you should probably wear a shirt in the movie theater, too. And if you don't hear the humans dropping the F-bomb on the radio, then maybe you shouldn't drop it either because us humans don't. But I still like the cut of her jib. I can't help it. Teresa?
Yes.
All right. What do you do for a living?
I'm a police officer.
Ah, I like her even better now.
Frightening. What are your measurements?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 34.
Mm-hmm. What's the letter that follows 34?
E.
What's that?
E.
E or B?
B.
B. All right.
C is in cat.
C is in cat.
C is in cat.
Cat woman.
All right.
Exactly.
All right. C is in cat. Yes. Yeah, so 34C. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So that's a good sign because you want the number to be fairly low, and you want the cup to be, well, you want both to be. You want the cup to be what I averaged in high school, and then you want the size to be low. So people always do. I think, oh man, she's a 42 triple, whatever. That's a huge bowling ball of a woman. When you hear 32D, that's when you sign me up. That's a good number right there. All right, so Teresa,
uh-huh.
Caller Teresa, why don't you send us a picture?
Okay.
At AdamCarolla.com.
Okay.
And then we'll decide. Now, I'm sure the pickings will be slim, so I'm
yeah,
sure
you can
you'll
email
make the cut.
At contest@AdamCarolla.com or just go to AdamCarolla.com and you'll find out more information. But the email to send stuff is contest@AdamCarolla.com, all you hot ladies.
Thank you. Thank you, Bruce. How, did you do some DJing back in the day? Because it sounds like you've done some DJing. Okay, all you hot ladies, time
ladies.
To go out to the dance floor and, you know, you should dance. It's called a dance floor. You know, you don't have to. It should be a lot of fun. It's good, good time. I'm DJ Brisket, and you just heard the slice. Spinning the vinyl back in the day. Two turntables.
And a microphone.
All right, Teresa.
Yes.
What's coming up in the news?
Oh, call her Teresa.
No, not call her Teresa. The real Teresa. Yeah, send in that picture, call her Teresa, who's frightening me now because she's a police officer.
I know. It must be confusing on Halloween when she wears her uniform.
Yeah, Catwoman. All right. Sorry, where were we?
In the news, a big celebrity feud has ended, and Donald Trump, does he like KFED or hate him?
We'll get to that after this.
Here's what's coming up this morning on the Adam Carolla Show with Program Director Jack Silver.
What up, peeps? It's your old homie Jack Silver. Check it. We got 18-year-old virgin porn star Nikki Nine getting ready to make her first porno. I gotta tell you, Jack finds that tasteless and sick. Not... Hey, we also got the creators of Drawn Together. No idea what that show is.
Adam's on that show, Jack.
Eastman's on it. Hey, it's my new favorite show. Also, what can Adam complain about? And we'll be taking calls for our huge Halloween show at the Playboy Mansion. So get your ideas ready, sickos. It's going to be ill. Hey.
Thanks, Jack. Call 866-901-ADAM. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Forgot about ill. All right, T. What's going on in the news, my dear?
Well, it's the working assumption now that North Korea has achieved nuclear capability. There was some seismic activity in the region, and most nations have come out against it. And it's pretty well established that North Korea has nukes. Now, obviously, President Bush not happy about this, nor is the rest of the international community. Yesterday, he gave a short speech about it, and you have to think, if you are President Bush's speechwriter, you're crossing your fingers when he gets to the word proliferation.
The North Korean regime remains one of the world's leading proliferator of missile technology, including transfers to Iran and Syria.
Strategery.
He said regimes, and that regime's... See, there's certain words that can act as speed bumps that then break your stride. Then you stumble forward like a fat lineman that's trying to take the ball to the house. You see these guys, they're starting to get winded. Looks like they're going to make it. Uh-oh, little hitch in the giddy up about the 8-yard line. Now they're going to be stumbling forward for the goal line.
Another politician stumbled. This was very interesting.
Can I say this quickly?
Please.
They don't know for sure if it's a nuclear device. They're wondering if they're just blowing off tons of...
Yes.
You know, they did it very covertly, and they did it deep in the ground and did it under a tunnel, and they did it when we didn't have our satellites overhead. So it's unclear whether this is a ruse or not. We are flying sniffer airplanes over the area to see if we can sniff out any radioactive fallout. I would like the idea of a sniffer airplane. I don't know what they look like. I imagine they just dangle a basset hound out of the window as they pass over this no-fly zone and see if he starts barking or howling or whatever. But I like the idea of being on the sniffer plane detail.
Do you think Kim Jong-il is bluffing and there was no nuclear activity?
It's starting to shake out that way, or at least people have their doubts, and he's crazy, and I think he would like people to think, A, he has a bomb, and B, he's crazy, so maybe he is. I don't know.
Interesting. Well, more will be revealed in the next couple days after we sniff out the area.
Well, let me ask this quickly. If you want people to know you have something, and you do have it, I mean, if you're going to rob a bank,
right,
and you want the cashier to think you have a gun, and you have a gun, then you show them the gun. If you don't have a gun, you put a Tootsie Roll in the pocket of your windbreaker and you point it at him.
That's a good point.
Powerful stuff. The more you know. Thank you. That's why I get the big bucks, everyone. Tootsie Roll analogy.
onto John Kerry.
Hold on. Whatever happened to that part in the movie? Remember the 70s and the 80s where they wanted to think the guy had a gun, so he did something weird in his pocket at the last minute? Or he took a pencil and he pushed it up against a guy's back and said, don't move, turn around slowly. Remember that? Thinking I had a gun thing that was worked into every second sitcom and movie?
It seems like a lot of times that guy gets shot.
Gone the way that Dodo.
Yes. Okay. John Kerry was on Bill Maher's new show, Real Time with Bill Maher.
Yeah, it must be nice for him.
I'm sure you'll be on soon. If he knows what's good for his show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this clip, Maher asked Kerry about his wife's birthday, and that's all nice and good. And then it goes in a weird direction. He starts asking Kerry about going to New Hampshire, where the presidential primaries begin. And Kerry replies in a very unexpected and possibly threatening way. Let's take a listen.
She must be hard to shop for.
Very hard.
What'd you get her?
I did not get her ketchup.
What'd you get her this year for her birthday?
Actually, we ran away to a wonderful retreat in Vermont, and that was our sort of getaway.
You could have went to New Hampshire and killed two birds with one stone.
Could have gone to 1600 Pennsylvania and killed the real bird with one stone.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's funny how politicians and gym coaches can get more mileage out of a so-so sense of humor than any people on the planet. I didn't buy her ketchup, that's for sure.
Yeah.
That's great stuff.
I'm not sure if that was fresh material.
Ladies, please have a seat. You know, the gym coach as he dresses his 13-year-old male student. Come on, ladies.
57th millionth time he's made that.
Ladies, this is not Leisure World, ladies. That's good stuff.
I saw that too, by the way. But insinuating, I thought it's against the law to insinuate that you're going to kill the president.
Yeah, it was.
It was
very thinly veiled, and it was obviously he was joking.
Certain laws like that one and the other one where I've signed $1 million bills. Over my career, if I had a dollar bill for every dollar bill I signed, I would literally be a millionaire. Yes, you're defacing, but that people don't seem to pay much attention to that one either.
Yeah, I think Kerry's going to hear that again.
Although it would be funny if the FBI and the ATF showed up at my house in a few months and said, look, we have thousands of dollar bills with your name on it, Corolla. Explain that one away.
Well, in entertainment news, the long 18-month feud, it feels longer, between Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie has come to an end. They shared a meal together over the weekend, and before they drove off from the Dantanas in West Hollywood, the girls were heard shouting, "We're back."
Ugh.
Back
to what?
Well, apparently,
unclear what either one of them does.
Season 5 of The Simple Life begins shooting, and word is that they're going to work together, unlike last season where they shot everything separately, and they're going to delve into what led to the breakdown of their friendship.
But here's the thing about The Simple Life show. I believe they're both out of it. I believe they've grown up in a pampered environment and are stupid, but I don't believe they're retarded. They cook all that stuff up. Oh, you guys are going to be working a veterinarian's office. Next thing you know, they've let every dog and every rabbit and every cat out of every cage, and now they're running along in the thing. Did they do that because they were stupid, or did they do that because the producer said, go open the cages, let the dogs out, it'll be funny, we'll put some goofy music behind it, and then they tell the vet, don't worry, we'll collect all the animals and put them back as soon as we're done taping here. I mean, it's one thing to be stupid, it's another thing just to take your car and just ram it into another car and then start laughing and say, I didn't know. That's the whole premise, is that they can't do their job well, but obviously it's cooked.
Yes, it feels that way, definitely. All right. Donald Trump was on Larry King Live last night. He discussed a lot of things, the war in Iraq, the Foley situation, and then he got to Kevin Federline.
I was attacking him, and then somebody said, because, you know, I didn't think he was right for her, in all fairness. Hey, look what happened to her. She's a mess. So what happens now is I heard the other day that his all-time hero is Donald Trump.
Oh.
So now what I said, I think he's a great guy. He's fantastic. You know, when somebody likes you, you say, hey. So I totally changed my mind. I think Kevin Federline is fantastic.
Yeah, I'd like to interview people like that. T, what's going on in your life?
I was working on some things. And I, you know, I had dinner with my...
Just plots myself. We're going to break. Is he sitting on a toilet or does he have a chair? I'm imagine
chair.
Larry King is just sitting on a throne, a hollowed out throne, and he's just defecating the entire time. His suspenders are attached to pubes. That's it. He's got no pants on.
I don't know if you guys remember, but there was a story going around a couple weeks ago. I think it was on YouTube or somewhere, and it had audio of Larry King emitting gas during a show.
Oh, no.
So maybe you're onto something.
Yeah, well, if you're deceased, it slowly escapes from your body.
No, he's still alive.
I don't know. Dave's dad's a doctor. We're going to have to look into this in the 8 o'clock hour.
Speaking of Dave, I'm Teresa Strasser. Let's hear some sports. That was the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
American League Championship Series gets going in Oakland, California this evening. Wildcard Detroit Tigers paying a visit to the Athletics. Dodgers, of course, were put down over the weekend by the Mets. Maybe it's just as well, because the local news went a little crazy. Now, remember what I said here. News. This is taken from the Fox News. News.
Isaiah Gonzalez took a picture at a game this year. His dad, Leo, says they won that night. Now look at Sky and Shade Reed. Their mom, Lisa, sent us this photo of the sisters at a game. Number one. Alex Gotti sent us these family photos. That's Alex and her friend Angelina. And the family Chihuahua, by the way, whose name is Gotti, all decked out in Dodger blue.
They were showing pictures of people at Dodger games.
Not a big news day.
On the news!
Yeah.
Well, wow. Listen, breaking news out of New York. The $200 million Yankees, who got knocked out of the playoffs themselves over the weekend, have announced that they're not going to fire manager Joe Torre.
Mm-hmm.
Is that news also? News?
No.
The status quo? We are not going to fire something. We are going to maintain what was true yesterday.
I was
is still
thinking
true
about
today.
Having lamb chops for dinner, but I decided not to.
The Clippers
film
have
at
not,
11.
The Clippers have not won the NBA championship. William Howard Taft, the 27th president of the United States, still dead.
Hmm.
Mexico is not planning on rocketing to Uranus. And so on. Hey, Kobayashi has some competition. 62-year-old retired accountant from Nevada. His name's Richard LeFave. He won $2,000 at a state fair in Texas, at the state fair over there, for eating 247 jalapeno peppers in 8 minutes.
Wow.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
And doctors say long-term complications unlikely, but certainly possible. I definitely want to talk to this guy as soon as he gets out of the bathroom in about 4 months.
Yeah, I want to talk to his wife, too. So that's the real hero here.
Yes, that's grotesque. And lastly, there was Monday Night Football last night, and we heard Hank Williams Jr. do his little song. But, of course, NBC's gotten in on the act this year with Pink singing her awful parody of an awful Joan Jett song. And I want to play for you once again one of the rejected songs that NBC passed over. This one by a friend of Adam Carolla's.
Football.
Oh, that would have been so awesome.
Football.
I'm going to cover one here.
NBC.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
I'd say my wife ought to just carry a little recording of that with her at all times on one of those little keychain dad things, one of those little keychain electro things, because I'll be in the middle of whatever's wrong with her, whatever's wrong with me. We'll be on a road trip, and it'd just be real easy to do. I'll just be going, thy rod and thy staff? You need a rod? I'll be in the middle of one of my jags. You can't water the goddamn pots? I have to hire somebody else to water the pots? What's I talking about? Look, I'll be a good goddamn if I'm going to spend $15,000 a year so these kids' minds can be poisoned by home for. Where's the bed and breakfast again, sweetie? Home for. That'd be nice.
The soothing effects of a pedophile.
Be like a Frankenstein when the old man plays the fiddle. This, you know, Dave talks all the time about this dangerous message that's been sold to us through TV and movies that all you got to do is stand up to a bully. Well, standing up to a bully usually gets you a black eye. Not in the movies. It sends a dangerous message. The other dangerous one is just play music in front of the Bengal tiger that is lunging at you, or the bear that's broken out of its cage, or the Frankenstein monster that is about to dismember you. Just start playing the music. Well, now this music says you can do anything. I got to get into this, too, because this is another thing. This is the I can do anything. He's going to do it music. Here's how it goes. Before the music, if I said, look, I'll tell you what's on tap for the Ace Man. I'll tell you what I'm going to do after the show. First, I'm going to go to Hell's Angel Bar and mop up. Just kick some ass. You know, guys with pool cues. I'll be unarmed. I'll take on 10, 15 guys. Then I'm heading over to Supermodel's condo. You know, they all stay in the same place, some of those models things. And I'm going to bang everyone on the third floor. And then after that, I'm going to drink a fifth of scotch and go down to the shooting range. And I'm not coming home until I bring back a trophy. Everyone say, well, you're crazy. That's never going to happen. But if this music kicked in the middle of it. Now listen to what the story sounds like. I'm going down to Hell's Angels Bar, and I'm going to mop up. I'm going to go bang 28 supermodels. Oh, yeah. It's done now. Now it's a done deal.
No music in the history of movies. That music's never been played in a movie and not had those deeds completed, yes.
What am I going to do? I'm going to commandeer a dirigible. I'm going to hover it over Tyra Banks' house. I'm going to lower myself on a rope ladder. I will receive vigorous oral from her. Then I will climb back up onto it. And I will fly in to the side of the Sears Tower. And I'll take the entire building down. Oh, yes.
I think that was the plot, The Karate Kid, too.
Yes. You hear that behind you, behind a man. Oh, this means we're few, but we're brave, and we will win. We're outnumbered. All right. Yes, you hear that Japanese flute behind you, that means it's a done deal. I would like that, too. I'd like just like my wife wants the falling thing. I would like that on a little recorder.
You could have both.
When I'm yelling at the guy behind the Avis counter. Oh, listen, I can tell you right now, I signed up for a luxury automobile. The fact that you have subcompacts and that's the only thing I can drive through Daytona Beach, well, that's fine, but you'll be hearing from me. I guarantee you'll be getting a letter from my publicist. I play that. All I got to do is play that behind everything. Where were we? Yes, we're late for a break. That's where we are. We're going to play What Can Adam Complain About? Well, you know how the game goes. We'll do a spirited round of What Can Adam Complain About? You call in. Go ahead. Try to buck me off your complaint bronco. It's not going to happen. Guarantee you that. 866-901-ADAM. What can Adam complain about after this?
Adam. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show. Back to the Adam Carolla Show. It's time for a spirited round of What Can't Adam Complain About? You call in with a topic at 866-901-ADAM and let the master work his magic.
Guacamole.
It has more calories than cheesecake and it comes from a goddamn tree.
Can you complain about a whorehouse?
All right. And then I'll do the next on your speech impediment.
I bet you can't complain about Helen Keller.
Horrible lay. Totally unresponsive.
Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, we never did finish Whorehouse, but as memory serves, it sounds too much like warehouse.
That was the problem.
It's only a letter or so difference between whorehouse and warehouse, and nothing could be farther apart as far as your genitalia is concerned. You know, you could easily be drunk, and your buddy could go, hey, you want to go to a warehouse? And you go, hell yeah! Let me swing by an ATM, and next thing you know, you're pulling a pallet jack. Actually, pulling a pallet jack would be a nice euphemism for masturbating.
Yeah, it does. Sound like that.
What'd you do Saturday night? Stayed home, pulled a pallet jack. Nothing. Connie was on the rack. What'd you have to do? I had to pull my own pallet, Jack. What are you going to do? All right. We're going to play What Can't Adam Complain About? Here we go.
Stuff. The world is full of it. And one man has a complaint for it all. This is What Can't Adam Complain About?
Let's start with Travis. Travis.
Hey, Adam.
Here we go, my brother.
Okay, I want to know, how can you complain about the amazing gift you have of complaining?
Well, it's great to have when you're on the radio, and it does translate into a few ducats, but it never ends. It's not a switch I turn on and off. It's a way of life for me, and unfortunately a way of life for my family. Doesn't matter what I'm doing, I can complain about it. I could be in Maui for a golf vacation, and I would complain about the salty air leaving a residue on my tremendous eyebrows. I never stop complaining, and it drives my wife and everyone around me insane. And all they can do is attack me with my falling song. Again, that's the only thing that'll remedy the complaining.
Kryptonite.
I could be sitting around with my wife opening presents for my newborn children going, hey, you know what? This is awesome stuff, and it's very expensive jammies with the flap in them and the feet built in. But what are they going to do? Wear this in high school? I mean, this is a web stuff. You're going to get those thank you cards out, sweetie. More sweet tea? You want the hibiscus? Or you know what? I'll surprise you. Yeah. Where were we? Travis?
Yeah.
I can't stop it.
That's okay.
I'm a troubled soul. Actually, the people around me are troubled. I'm the first artist in the world whose friends and family are troubled by them. It's usually, oh, that guy, he was a great poet. He was a great songsmith, but deep, dark trouble. Trouble brewing, and nobody knew his inner pain like he did. For me, everyone feels my pain. I'm actually the only happy one. Everyone around me is miserable. The only reason I'm not happy is because I make everyone miserable through complaining. But I will be the first artist in history to go down. It's not really deeply troubled, and they'll be talking. Whew, great wit, cutting wit, sharp guy, smart guy. The problem was, his wife was deeply troubled. Did she have depression? No, he troubled her. He was fine. And then the TiVo came in, and then the pause button on the TiVo, and then the breaking down of the game film on every goddamn commercial that showed up. The idea that it takes me and my wife 2 hours and 45 minutes to get through 23 minutes of Access Hollywood is the part that deeply troubles her. Thank you. Let's keep moving here. Let's talk to Michael. Michael?
Yes, Adam.
What's up?
Halloween, trick-or-treating, doorbell rings, kids get candy. There's nothing wrong with that, my friend.
Yeah, it sounds good. I've been a homeowner for a number of years, and it's always a weird moment you get to. One is you want to buy the chocolate, you want to buy the candy, you want to give the stuff out. The other one is do I really want these little brats riding my doorbell from the time the sun goes down until 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night? This is precious golden time for me to do a little pallet jack pulling, you know what I'm saying? So I don't want those kids coming to my door. But then there's this weird thing where, all right, honey, now you got to keep the lights off. Don't turn the porch light on. You'll track these little devils like moths. So now you're drawing the curtains, keeping all the lights up. Hey, honey, take the car. Yeah, pull it around back and throw that canopy tarp over it. Throw that cami tarp over it so we're not spotted from the air. So now there's this weird thing where you're hiding in your house because you don't want the neighbor kids to come by. It's a strange dichotomy, but a balancing act, and one I need to go through every October about this time.
All right. Nice.
Thank you. Also, brings back a lot of bad memories because my mom, who was a hippie health food nut, refused to hand out the good candy. Ah. She handed out walnuts. Walnuts in a shell. Full walnuts and then packets of raisins, which were promptly chucked back at the Corolla house as soon as the kids got halfway down the driveway and realized, see, you hold the sack out and then you do a little investigating. Here's how it works. Yeah, trick or treat! You hold your pillowcase out. It gets filled with something. Then as you walk down the driveway, you explore. What do we get here? We get a little Abba Zaba. A little Milky Way. Oh, maybe we got a peanut butter cup. The little individual What the F? Huh? A walnut? Hold on! Let me get my wrist rocket. That's how it went over at the Corolla house.
That's awful.
Doesn't matter.
Wait, what'd my mom say? Sorry, let me hear that.
Doesn't matter.
All right. Let's talk to Preston. Preston?
Yes.
What can I complain about?
The man's favorite magazine, Playboy.
This is going to be tough. We're going to the Playboy Mansion on the 26th. We hope not to see you there. Well, I'm just being honest. I don't want to see a bunch of you bozos crashing my party. That's my gig over there. More playmates for me. I must say, I love Playboy. I love Hef. I love everything about it. But I must say, as I look through the pages, and maybe I'm just getting old, but as I look through the pages, I'm seeing a little too much silicone, a few too many bleached pubes, a few too many tats, a couple too many tongue piercings and things like that. Not out of control, not tats, not sleeved up, but just a little bit of an edge. Where'd the boobies go? There used to be boobies in Playboy. When I was in high school and junior high, there'd always be 1 or 2 months out of the year we could count on nice, natural swinging set of D-cups. Now everything's kind of weird and anemic and boob-jobby. Where'd the boobs go from Playboy? What happened to soft, curvy? Now, I'm not talking zoftic and fat. I'm just talking about a little bit of curve, a little bit of natural. People, hop on that computer and go look up Candy Loving circa 1979 or 1980. I will show you a fantastic-looking woman, and the list goes on and on. One day, I'll make a little punch list of women for you to go look up. They seem to have a little edge now, and too much silicone, and too much work done, and too much bleach. It was the Girl Next Door magazine. That was the whole thing about it. What is that hot co-ed who lives in the dorm across the way? What does she look like out of her panties? Oh, I'd like to find out. Now it's sort of like, hey, I wonder what porn stars look like nude. Oh, I guess this is what they... Oh, wait a minute, I got porn for this. Yes, that's the point. I want to see the girl next door, not the whore across the street. Thank you. The last one. I'm sure the good folks at Playboy are happy to hear that. Jim?
Hey, Adam.
Seriously, though, if you are listening from Playboy, where'd the boobies go? Where are they gone? Where have all the boobies gone? Long time passing. Jim?
How's it going, Adam?
No, it's doing good. What's the question or what's the comment?
I would like to know if you can complain about that kung fu flute music you were just talking about.
Well, I got to say, it is going to be my new traveling music. I'm going to carry that around everywhere I go, and then you'll know I'm serious when you hear this. What am I going to do this weekend? Land on the moon. I'll be wearing the Philly Fanatic outfit. No life support. Going to shoot around at golf. Then I'm getting back into my self-made spaceship. And I'm gonna land it over at Vandenberg. Then I'm taking a subway to Marilyn Monroe's grave, and I'll have copious amounts of sex with her corpse. See? It does, it makes everything real. You're gonna do everything. Jim,
yes.
You've stumped me. I can't complain about that. That's my new favorite. What can I do?
Oh, my God.
It takes a big man to admit it. It will be done. It's usually saved for the movie when the guy is being restrained by all the guards, and he's talking to, like, the evil warden, and he's the martial artist, and he's like, I'll be back for you. Okay, have fun in the hole. How's he going to get out? How's he? Oh, you hear that flute music. Don't worry. He'll be back. Yeah, you know what I'm going to use this for? I'm going to use this for later when I'm lying to my kids. They'll be like, you haven't been to one Little League game, Pops. It's been 9 years of Little League ball. Oh, I'm coming this weekend. Kid hears the flute music and stops arguing. Meanwhile, I'll just be on top of the nanny at my Malibu place the entire weekend, loaded out of my mind.
Maybe that's the only way you can complain about the flute music, is that it's going to cost a pretty penny to be accompanied everywhere you go by a man playing the flute.
Yes. But you can use it. You can use it like, you know, once in a while you forget, you lose your parking ticket and you don't have any cash. And the guy's like, well, that's $20. You got to pay the maximum. I can't let you out of the parking lot. And you're like, do you take plastic? No, we don't. I'll be back. I'll pay you. Okay, sir, go right ahead. Take your time.
Hard to believe that a master complainer has been brought down by Japanese flute music.
I know. It'd also be good for you single guys. You could be a mess. I mean, you could be one big stretch mark followed by a zit. Just a goatee stuck on it. You could just go to a bar and find the foxiest, tallest, hottest blonde in the entire place and be like, baby, sometime before tonight's over, I will be making sweet, sweet love to you. She'd be like, her thing would be like, well, geez, I guess we better just get this over with now.
Maybe you should open a bar, a singles bar, that Japanese only plays this.
What woman would
Every
be stupid enough? What woman would be stupid enough to enter that place, though? Japanese flute bar. Now, if it was a gay Japanese flute bar, the ramifications, I mean.
Oh,
that'll be the name of it. Ramifications. We're not Bill. That's gonna be the name of my Japanese gay flute bar. Ramifications.
Can I be the bouncer?
No, you'll be manning the glory hole.
There you go.
All right.
That is the bouncer.
That was What Can't Adam Complain About?
Yeah, head on down to Ramifications. We're out on, right in the heart of Boys Town, right there in Santa Monica, right in Robertson, Santa Monica. Come on down, smart cocktail happy hour. When I say cocktail happy hour, well, you arrange those words in any order you want. Uh-oh. It will be done. All right. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk to Teresa. Teresa's got a new TV show, yes, baby doll?
Yes.
This one is on the TV Guide channel. TV Guide channel, little upstart, little fledgling cable station a few years back. Now, billboards, celebrities. This is a huge step backwards. No. They got all the big celebrities. So Teresa's got a new show I want to hear all about. We'll hear some tapes of it and all that stuff after this.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. Let's find out what you have to say on the Jerk Hotline.
Dave, I heard you talking about Grey's Anatomy. You're right. That Meredith Grey isn't just a bad doctor. She's a filthy tramp, a bad role model for women. Oh, yeah, and one more thing. She's a jerk.
To nominate your jerk, call the Jerk Hotline at 323-930-7318. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bruskett, we have our 18-year-old porn virgin that's waiting in the wings, correct?
Yes. We're going to bring her in next.
She's all a right. fox.
She is foxy.
I just looked
yes,
at her in the
she was in the green room, and I noticed Tad had her in a fatal talk hold. She couldn't get free.
Did you say tuck hold or fat fold?
Both.
Teresa, before we get to our piping hot porn virgin, we want to talk to you about your new TV show, TV Water Cooler. Monday nights, 8 o'clock, and then replayed many other times, right?
Yes, it re-airs throughout the week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
TV Guide Network.
Yes.
Tell us about it.
Well, it's a show, I'm co-hosting it with John Fugelsang, who you know from a million appearances on Bill Maher's Politically Incorrect, and he also hosted America's Funniest Home Videos, is that the name of it?
Yeah, really, you should ask him, because I think I've done PI 25 times, and I don't know if I've ever done it with him, although if you speak to him tonight, he'll tell you we did it 11 times.
He told me that he was on Love Line twice.
That I remember.
Yeah, so he remembers you from that, and it's just a show.
He's a red-haired kid from the Partridge Family. No. I remember that kid. Good kid.
He's a, he's a tall, good-looking fella.
Yeah, and nice.
Very nice.
The thing about good-looking guys is for every one of them that's just a complete a-hole, there's five of them that are super sweet. Guys like Dean Cain and those kind of guys, just super friendly, super nice. Why wouldn't they be? Look what they have looking back at them when they look in the mirror. Why wouldn't they be happy? But John, good looking, nice guy.
Really friendly and sweet. So yesterday was my first taping, and his wife and parents were there, which was very nice. And everyone was welcoming.
Parents were there.
Yeah, they were in town, so we brought them. You know how people chuckle in the background of Talk Soup, and they have people with the... So they had a few audience members there. Very sweet.
I don't like this kid.
And he's unbelievably
nice.
He needed
his mommy there to hold his hand. Was his nose running? She wiped his nose.
Shut up!
And the show talks about you know, water cooler TV talk. What happened, like the caller, what happened on Grey's Anatomy, mm-hmm. whether Friday Night Lights is any good, what shows are getting canceled.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you know? Have you picked up anything? I'll be watching.
Yes. Well, it was interesting because I knew the show just tapes once a week, and I knew I was doing it. So I spent the entire weekend watching every show, and it turns out Friday Night Lights is really good, and so is The Nine. Mm-hmm. I would never have watched those shows, but I love them both.
What else? Is Studio 60 good, or the two that are... First off, tell me if I'm confused about a few things.
There's two shows about the same thing. There's the right. Tina Fey version
right.
and the Matthew Perry
is
version.
Is one better than the other?
Well, the Matthew Perry version looks like it's sort of on the way out. It's not doing well.
I watched... It's on the way out?
It doesn't look like it's doing well in the ratings.
Is that right? Well, it's very... I've watched it. It's very self-important. It's about cracking... Well, it's about a TV show that, mm-hmm. you know... It spends its week trying to crack wise, but it's very heavy-handed.
It's not doing well. The Tina Fey version, I don't think, has premiered yet.
With Tracy Morgan, too.
Yes, I think that's upcoming. Mm-hmm. Ugly Betty is the big winner. It's the only new show to crack the top 20. People love it.
Yeah, I saw about 10 minutes of that the other day. Thing about ugly people in TV, always great skin.
I know, she's not ugly at all.
Let me tell you, truly ugly people start off with bad skin. That's the foundation of ugly. When you build the ugly house, the cornerstone is a nice buckshot in the cheeks there.
Yes.
Never have bad skin, and then they ugly them up doing something with their eyebrows or sticking braces. Them. She's not bad, but she's certainly not ugly.
Yes, she's TV. I mean, she's not even TV ugly. She's pretty, and you know she's going to eventually get a makeover because it's a TV show.
Yeah, it's kind of campy and feel good. I am trying to think about the other things. Now, here's another question I have on the TV front. The sitcom, the 20 More Good Years sitcom, the one with John Lithgow and Jeffrey Tambor, has that been on and coming back? I feel like that show has been on. I get confused. I feel like certain shows have been on for three episodes, went away for 3 months, and now are coming back. Or have I just been hearing about that goddamn show for 6 months?
To my knowledge, that's not on, but the new sitcom...
Not on yet.
No.
I don't think
so. Even though I was seeing commercials for it on my 21st birthday back in North Hollywood.
There is a new sitcom with Ted Danson called Help Me Help You.
Thank God.
That one's getting some talk.
Yeah.
He's a therapist, and it's actually pretty good.
I'm going to get to the bottom of Becker and Arliss one day, if it kills me.
You're not a fan.
It's not even that I'm not a fan of Becker. It's just when you find out that it's been on for 9 seasons, you realize, what the F? Really? In this day and age of if you don't get ratings in the first 3 episodes, they'll put a knife in your back and forget you. Jimmy got into a nice long argument at a mug gift shop once over that was over Wings.
Oh,
Wings
gosh.
Was on for like 12 years and someone was selling mugs at like the NBC they were selling Wings mugs at the NBC store, and Jimmy wanted to know why they were selling them. And they said, why not? And they said, well, who the hell would buy you buy a Seinfeld mug maybe, but a Wings mug? Yeah, absolutely. No one's going to buy this. Yes, they will. Then a big argument ensues. Who's bought this? Do you own one? Very uncomfortable.
That is awkward. And, well, you made an appearance on the show last night.
I did.
You were kind enough to let the TV Guide people come in and tape us, and they asked you for advice on working with me. And your segment was probably the funniest thing on the show.
What was my comment?
Well, you basically advised John Fugelsang that...
Sweet kid.
That never to tell me I look fat. Mm-hmm. Never to mention anything about the nose.
Mm-hmm.
And
don't cry. Hold it back.
Over there, they don't know that I cry, so let's not.
Have you seen? Oh, they're gonna find out.
Let it turn to something.
Let it turn to entertainment news.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Rivers sisters or daughter?
No,
sister, brother, team.
Is
one of them a son?
No, she's a girl.
Two
Melissa.
Vaginas.
Yes.
Maybe
at
more.
Least one of them.
Joan
a horse.
And Melissa do right? the red carpet over there. I worked with Melissa, and I actually found her to be very genial and nice, and I've never met Joan, but I've always been a fan of hers. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on TV Guide now.
Yeah, people get into the sort of nepotism part of showbiz. To me, there's no person who would be on TV, with the possible exception of Tori Spelling. that would be an interesting competition. If you held a gun to America's head and said, look, Tori Spelling or Melissa Rivers, who... would be on TV if their folks were not, you know, your dad was a pharmacist and her dad was an attorney, which one would be on TV? Well, the answer would be neither would be on TV. But who would be more likely to be on TV? You could make a compelling argument for either one of them never getting into a even casting agent's office. I mean, really, Melissa Rivers, God bless her, she's a dear, dear friend, a sweet kid, but would she ever be on TV?
Well, it has happened to me, honestly, where an offer goes out to a celebrity first, and then, you know, they have a list of their favorite people who are, you know, on the not celebrities. And it has happened where a job offer went out to Tori. Mm-hmm. She said no, and then I got a job.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, look at you. You're on TV. And your dad is not only a mechanic, but he's black. So, really, that's double trouble for you.
I think nepotism sucks.
I have no connections.
Now, cronyism.
That's better.
I'm all for that.
That's nice.
By the way, Teresa, I mean, Adam's been on the show. I could.
I would love to have you.
I could do
some. Oh, speaking of people on the show, I would love to have you, Dave. Our first guest, they do interviews on TV Watercooler, was Peter Falk from Columbo, and he's going to be coming in here to the Adam Carolla Show Friday. Yes.
Oh. Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. The In-Laws is my favorite comedy of all time.
Yeah, he's great in that.
He is, I don't know how old.
I'm going to say pushing 80.
And does art.
Yeah.
I guess he's an avid artist. He sits around and paints all day with his one eyeball.
That's exactly right.
Well, we'll talk to him then coming up later in the week. T, good luck on all that. We're going to be watching TV Water Cooler, Mondays, 8 p.m., TV Guide Network. We are now going to move forward. We'll take a break. When we come back, 18-year-old Nikki 9, porn virgin. Signed by Hustler. Never did a porn before. Her mom's going to call in as well.
Ooh.
Well, this ought to be interesting.
Yeah.
We'll do that after this.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. Right now, Adam sits down with 18-year-old porn virgin Nikki 9. Call 866-901-ADAM. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's bring her in. I've not gotten a good look at her yet. Bruskett's opening the door. Big Ted is pushing her through the opening. Nikki 9. Very nice. 18-year-old porn virgin. Now, not a virgin, but a porn virgin. I guess we're all, I mean, beside a little gay porn done, just to kind of make ends meet. Actually, that was the name of it. Ends meet.
Tight, dark curls hanging down.
Thank you.
Over her, clearly her natural bosoms.
Nice.
Natural.
Nikki.
Hello.
Hello. So, Nikki, you're local, right?
I'm an Orange County native, actually.
Mm-hmm. And you've never done a porn movie, but how do you get signed by Hustler if you've never done a movie? How does that process work?
You wanna? I did a layout for them, and they really liked me, I guess. And they asked me if I wanted to sign, and I was like, hell yeah.
And you've never done a movie before. You've done a few layouts.
I've never done a movie before.
And what happened? You were in high school a year ago?
I just graduated high school in June, actually.
What the hell are we? Oh, that's got to be dynamite for all. Oh, I got to tell you, I went to high school in junior high with Christy Canyon. I was a year or so older than she was. But by the time we found out that Christy had done a porn movie, I won't say her real name, but we didn't know her. Her name was Judith Canyon. I got to be honest with you. No, her sister asked me to the Sadie Hawkins dance in the ninth grade. It's a bizarre story. The point is when we found out this chick that we'd all been lusting after did a porn movie, we sprinted to the store. And I imagine there's going to be a lot of happy seniors over at your high school as well.
Oh, yeah. No, it's really weird. I've been getting a lot of hits on my MySpace page from, like, people that I wasn't even really friends with in high school. And they're like, oh, you know, I always really liked you. And it's like, I never even knew you. You didn't talk to me.
I wonder if there could be a lawsuit or even a class action lawsuit against Nikki and Hustler for guys who injured themselves masturbating. Guys, now let's just set the stage here. Your high school starts in the ninth grade.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some little freshman who's been watching you walk around in the heels and the tight skirts for two semesters now, who's got it bad for your senior girl, unobtainable. Then you get hold of the DVD of her first porn as you enter the 10th grade. Could you imagine the damage you would do to your own groin? That's all I'm saying. Be prepared. I hope you have an attorney. So, Nikki, when do you shoot this movie?
I shoot my first movie, which will be The Erotic Adventures of Nikki Nine, in mid-October. Mm-hmm. But my first DVD to come out will be Barely Legal 68, and I shoot that at the end of October.
Mm, the prequel. We're going to shoot that first. Like Pirates of the Caribbean, they're going to do two films on one futon. So you start in, what, a week?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually shooting for the AVN Awards this week, so...
You'll be doing your first...
Oh, no. First movie's mid-October, but...
Mid-October. So in a week. Are you nervous?
No, I'm actually really excited. I'm going to be working with a really great... some really great people. Cesar Bonobo is going to be directing, and he's great. I love a lot of his work, so...
You're familiar with Cesar's work?
Yes, I am.
He did the Ubangus Uranus series? The award-winning...
Backwoods of Memphis, that.
Backwoods.
It's really good.
It's classic. Instant
classic.
Do you
know who your first scene is with? What actor?
No, we haven't figured it out yet, so.
I got some bad news for you. Ron, come in here, please. The Hedgehog, Ron Jeremy, everybody. Baptism by fire. By fat and fire. No, you don't know the guy.
I don't know if we're... I don't know if it's going to be a guy or a girl right now. So. I really love working with girls, though, so it's always a fun set when there's girls on it.
Well, is there a difference to you? Do you care? Would you be more nervous with a guy? Probably.
No, I think I'd be totally fine.
You would?
Yeah.
And it wouldn't matter?
It wouldn't matter. I totally love my body. I've got a nice little box going on, so.
I know you love
that every day.
I know you love your body, but what about the other guy's body?
Well.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, what if you meet the guy and you're not attracted to him?
Well, I'd obviously pick the guy if I'm going to work with him.
Well, how can you pick, though? I mean, when you just show up. Shouldn't you be picking now?
Well, yeah, probably.
Okay. How about Big Tad? He's got a tight little body.
Hi, Tad.
He's got five of them. He's got five tight little body stuff. Just
wait. Get out of mom's house.
You could have a gangbang with one guy.
That's right.
Nikki, how many men have you laid
down?
Pull
a train with one guy.
Boys, I guess, is what they would have been. Or how many boys or men have you laid down with in your life? You're well practiced.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you're asking this.
I know, that's outrageous.
It's so outrageous. I can tell you that. I can count them all on both of my hands.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
But you feel you're a capable performer.
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, someone else who's very proud of your work. Evelyn?
Hi.
You're Nikki's mother?
I am.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, babe.
Now, how do you feel about this? She's not done her first porn movie yet, but she's fixing to in the next week. What do you think?
I'm nervous. This has been an experience for me as well. I've learned more about the industry than I probably should know.
Well, I don't want to tell you what to do, but I just learned that Teresa's new partner, John Fugelstang, brought his parents to the set of the first taping of the TV Water Cooler show. Perhaps you and the husband ought to make the pilgrimage?
I don't have a husband, and
shocker.
I think I
don't.
Adam.
What? You don't want to go down there?
My husband passed away from
Yeah. Well, we can laugh now. It's been eight months. What happened?
What happened to him?
OD?
No, he died while we were having sex.
Oh,
Mom!
My God.
Oh, my gosh.
The Widowmaker.
That's not the truth.
That's not true?
That's not true.
Yeah, don't feel bad for asking, Adam.
Oh. Well,
you
really, how did he go?
Heart attack.
Having sex, though, right?
Having sex.
Now, really, how old was he?
53.
What happened? Drug addict?
No, he just had a bad heart.
Okay, now what would he say? I don't want to ruin it for you. I don't want you to see your dad hovering over the porn set, but what would you say?
It was actually Nikki's stepdad.
It was my stepdad.
Okay.
He would
check number two.
Take it pretty hard.
He would.
He would.
That's the name of the movie, yeah.
Oh, no. Adam, come on.
Now, Evelyn, now, look, I just had twins recently.
I'm sorry.
I know. All night last night, the boy was crying.
I'm sorry for the kids. What are you talking about, Mom?
But the thought of my young daughter getting into porn, I don't think I would be this casual about it. I would probably try to talk her out of it. Have you tried to talk Nikki out of it?
Plenty of
times. Nikki is pretty strong-willed, and she knew what she was going to do, and it wouldn't matter what I said, what I tried to do, she was still going to do it. So I could either destroy my relationship with my daughter and never see her again, or I could make some peace with it and realize that she is an adult, a young adult, but she is an adult, and she has to make decisions.
My know. Mom's herself. Really great, you know?
Sounds like she just has no choice.
Well, how about
if she offered you the same money that you would get paid for the porn? Would you not do it?
Probably not. Really?
Yeah. Oops, can I say that?
What's that?
I said hell-bent. Is that okay?
Hell-bent, you're allowed to say.
She was hell-bent on doing F-word. This, and I knew she was even before she actually told me what she was doing, because she kind of does a Hansel and Gretel thing where she leaves a breadcrumb trail.
She left a trail of porn.
No, I didn't leave the trail.
Except for these were breadcrumbs. They were spent condoms, but yes.
I pretty much knew what she was up to before she actually confirmed what it was.
Well, Evelyn, to me, your first trip should be to the bank. Actually, your first trip should be to the old high school to find the guidance counselor and give a nice knee to the groin of that chair. Nice work, Pops. Fantastic. And then next, you should go to the bank to try to match what Hustler's going to pay. Now, how much is Hustler going to pay, Nikki? Ballpark.
Let's just leave it on.
You can't afford her.
Yeah, you can't afford me.
Really?
Adam is literally a millionaire.
I could buy you out of this mess. Of course, we'd have to have sex in front of your mom. But it'd still be a nice compromise. I'm a celebrity.
I think you owe me Blotto and the Grotto tickets for this one, Adam.
Oh, you want to go to the Playboy Mansion.
Oh, God, don't let my mom go to the Playboy Mansion.
Yeah, we got to invite Nikki to that. So Evelyn, what do you do for a living?
I work for an attorney.
Mm-hmm. And are you worried about them finding out about Nikki?
Well, if my boss finds out what she's doing, then I should probably be wondering what my boss is up to when he's away from the office.
It's a good point, yeah. It's like when you run into some guy you know at the porn shop, your first impulse is, oh, my God, he saw me. And then your next one is, oh, and I saw him. Oh, he's not talking. Yeah. Yeah, it's like it's like when you steal money from a drug kingpin. What's he going to do, report it? An old suitcase full of unmarked bills? Well, Evelyn.
Yes.
Where's the biological dad? That's the real question here.
He's still in the picture.
He is. Now, what's he think of this?
He tries not to think about it. It's not a topic that can be openly discussed with him.
He'd get upset about it. Is he around, Nikki? Did he take care of you?
Yeah.
No molestation?
No.
Maybe just the dusting of molestation?
Oh, my gosh, no.
No?
No.
All right. Well, what happened? You seem intelligent. Well, all I'm saying is porn is usually something you do when you run away, something you do when there's been some abuse, something you do when you have no other options. But you're 18, your life is just beginning, you're attractive, there's nothing wrong with you.
It's not like this is something I plan on doing for my whole life. I'm actually getting ready to go back to school, so. It's kind of
back to high school, or are you going to junior college?
Back to high school. I graduated.
I don't know. I meant high school when I said get back to school for the first 8 years I was out of high school. I don't think people knew it.
No, yeah. This is kind of like a Nikki 9 pays for college through each DVD thing.
But then what about the long-term ramifications? Again, long-term. That's going to be the name of my bar, right?
Long-term ramification.
Yeah, you meet the man of your dreams after you graduate college. You're getting ready to get married, and all of a sudden, one of his buddies pulls up something on the internet.
You want to? If he can't handle it, then I wouldn't want to marry him anymore.
Really? All right, Evelyn.
Yeah.
You've done a wonderful job.
Thank thank you. I'll be waiting for those Blotto and Negrotto tickets.
Bye, Mom. Love you.
Yeah, if you have a hot French maid outfit or something you want to wear, you're definitely in. What's Mom look like?
I can find one.
Mom's hot.
Yeah?
Mom's hot.
Acorn doesn't fall too far from the tree, huh?
No.
Well, look at my daughter. I have two more that are just as beautiful.
Mm.
Yeah, I have one sister who's going to be a supermodel, I think. She's like 6 foot tall.
Really?
She's only 16.
Mm. She going to the same high school?
Is college.
She's going to college?
We're applying to Pepperdine, USC, Chapman.
She's like a 4.3 GPA student.
And tall and hot?
Oh, yeah. She's gorgeous.
Hmm. Get her in. Book her, Fresca. So, all right. So, you're going to shoot this movie in 1 week. You don't know who you're working with.
I haven't chosen yet.
The pay is...
It's great.
$10,000.
It's great.
Come on. $12,000. $5,000.
My mom still hasn't seen any of this.
I'm trying to think.
My mom doesn't even know.
If you sign with Hustlers, does that mean you sign for a certain number of movies?
Oh, yeah. I'm signed on for 24.
24 movies.
Mm-hmm.
24
That's
movies.
That's probably real money.
Ah, I see. So they must pay you something in the $200,000 range, yes? Evelyn?
Yes?
We'll be monitoring the situation.
Alex Amelia says she loves you.
Love you, Amy, baby.
Where's the other daughter? You have the 16-year-old. How's the other one?
12.
12. 16-year-old is at school already. She starts at 7 o'clock.
Mm.
And the youngest is on her way out the door.
Let me say this. No offense, but I'm looking at having a midlife crisis in about 6 to 7 years. Where I abandon my family, get myself a convertible, and take up with a young girl. The 16-year-old may be too old by then. The 12-year-old, I think we're going to cross paths right about the right time.
Oh, I mean? And remember, I work for an attorney, so I'll draw up the contract and make sure that she's well compensated.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, no, there will be compensation. I'll have plenty of dough at that point. That's part of the deal. I'll lose much of it in the divorce settlement. But
you got to set Mom up for life.
Yeah. All right. Evelyn, thank you for calling in.
Bye, Mommy.
Thank you. Bye, babe.
Nikki Nine's mom, Evelyn, calling in. Not really trying to talk her out of it.
Well, she's worried she's going to lose her daughter, so I can understand this. But, Ace, you have no such concerns. Would you care? Do you have any concerns about 18-year-old Nikki, you know, making her first foray into
pornography? Yeah, because you can't go back. A week from now, you can't go back and have not done a porn because it will be proliferated throughout the world and internet.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. You have this mixed feeling. It's like seeing a rake and a guy walking around on a lawn with a blindfold on. This part of you wants to go, hey, mind the rake. And then a part of you wants to just sit back and crack a beer and enjoy the proceedings. Yeah. Part of me would like to see you in the porn. But the other part of me thinks, you know, it seems like back in the day you could do a porn and you wouldn't have to worry about the long-term effects of it. Now, I don't think they knew that these things were going to be remastered and then turned into DVDs and thrown on YouTube, but now you do something, it's going to be around for a while.
But, Yana, I think it's so much more, like, socially acceptable now, too, though.
Mm.
Like, I don't think it's, like, so taboo now. Like, everyone's kind of like,
taboo, too. That's my favorite. Yeah, glad you brought that up. You should do that series.
Can I ask Nikki a question? I noticed
she has
a ring. Do you have a boyfriend?
Oh,
or
no.
Fiance?
No.
Just
no.
Do that to keep the guys away?
No, I'm single.
You're single.
No, this is, like, my move. Like, if I get some creeper coming up to me, I can always be, like, switch the ring to the other finger. Oh, I'm engaged.
Lose weight. Get out of Mom's house.
I'm the same way. If I see some chick coming up to me, I'll just switch the ring to the front pocket. I'll sometimes eat it. Later having to make into a spaghetti colander while I'm on the road. Oftentimes, that's happened to me, Dave. You know, when we're on the road, some hot chicks see us in a casino and I eat my wedding ring and then spend the entire vacation defecating into a spaghetti colander.
I don't know why I am required to retrieve the ring, but that's
someone's
got to
get that ring out of there. It's not going to be the Ace Man. All right, well, Nikki, hang with us.
All right.
We need to take ourselves a break. Nikki Nine in studio. Graduated from high school 4 months ago or so, right?
Yeah.
You did graduate.
I did graduate.
Did you have a counselor? A guidance counselor?
Yeah.
What did they tell you to get into?
You
computers
wanna,
or porn?
I called her not that long ago, and she's like, well, I guess the counseling didn't work.
What?
And I was like, oh!
Why did you call her?
Just to call and say hi. You know, she's really good friends with my mom. So I called her and she's like, I guess the guidance counseling didn't work.
No, it didn't take. Hustlerworld.com is where you go if you want to see some pictures of Nikki Nine. She will be doing her first porn movie coming up in a week or less. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with her after this.
866-901-ADAM. 866-901-ADAM. The Adam Carolla Show. Back to the Adam Carolla Show. Here's a list of celebrities who are not celebrating a birthday today. It is not Leonard Maltin's birthday. Nicolas Cage, also not celebrating a birthday today. And it's definitely not David Lee Roth's birthday. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Fresca just handed me this note. It is David Lee Roth's birthday. He's 52 today. You know what? Every time we try this, I came up with a bit. I said, you know, it'd be funny instead of doing those stupid birthday bits they do on all the entertainment shows and morning radio shows, we'll do a here's whose birthday it isn't bit. But each and every time we've done it, I say, pick three random celebrities. It's not their birthday today. That's good for life. We've done it four times now. Each time it's been one of the guy's birthdays. Can you believe it?
Some professional.
Yeah.
What are the chances? Please, can we research this stuff, people? How tough is it to find a celebrity who's not having a birthday today? But no, David Lee Roth, 52 today.
The good news is you're fired.
Nikki, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Nikki Nine, 18-year-old porn star, soon-to-be porn star in studio. She just signed with Hustler. Hustlerworld.com is where you go. You can go to MySpace and see her in her space. Mm-hmm. Nikki is graduated high school, Southern California native.
Yes.
You graduated just a few months back.
Yep.
You'll be doing your first movie coming up in a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
People are calling in, some trying to talk you into it, some trying to talk you out of it.
May I ask this quickly? What did you, for the people, for the Hustler people, did you have to show what you have? I mean, obviously you had to strip nude, but did you have to perform for them?
Oh, no.
Really? They just trust they signed you to a 24-picture deal without seeing what you do?
She sung Grand Old Flag. And used a baton.
I think she did some modeling, right?
I don't want to tell you what she did with the baton.
I did two layouts for him. Like, mm-hmm. I did a Barely Legal layout that comes out in, I think, February. And then I did the Hustler layout, which is a girl-girl layout with my friend Marley Moore. And she's really great. I love working with her.
And you don't mind whether you're with a girl or with a guy?
No.
But you'll do your first guy scene coming up in a week or so, right?
Maybe. You never know. You're just going to have to see.
I don't know. Is it cheating? Are you breaking your porn hymen if you're just with a girl? Mm-hmm. And it's interesting. We spoke about this in the last break. I said, well, what about the stigma? You know, it's something you're going to carry around your whole life. And Nikki said, well, it's not what it was. I mean, back in the day, if this was in the 50s, or even 60s, and somebody said, well, this person who's, you know, we're engaged, and then they found out this person used to do porn, it might be a deal breaker. But Nikki said, in the future, everyone will have done porn. And then I think, geez, I hope my daughter isn't considered a square by her peers because she hasn't done porn. You mean you've never done porn, and then they do that square thing?
Yeah, but come on, like, look at it. Like, Girls Gone Wild, and you see girls on there all the time, and it's like, oh, I went to high school with that girl, and it's like, no big deal anymore. In fact, I think it intrigues guys now. Like, ooh, I'm going to have sex with a porn star.
Mm-hmm. Now, we were talking during the commercial. Ruska, I know the boyfriend's on the line. Everybody, I know the boyfriend's on the line. I know the boyfriend's on the line.
The thing is, he's at work and he has to run. That's why I'm trying to encourage him to take that call.
Oh my gosh, you guys have my ex-boyfriend.
I know,
on
but
line.
It's when Kyle's
it's
holding
the
up the
he's
line seven. Line, yes,
just
I know.
So you know, it's an ex-boyfriend.
Ex-boyfriend is on the phone. Jason.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Jason.
Hey, what's going on?
Jason, how old are you?
I'm just turned 18, August 10th.
And you were Nikki's, although that's probably not the name you knew her by.
No, I didn't.
But you were don't mind the laugh. She's hot, everybody.
Yeah.
You were her, you, Dave, too. Oh, no. You, you met her in high school and dated in high school?
Yes, we did.
Mm-hmm. And
now he's dating my ex-best friend.
Oh.
Just so you know.
And how long did you guys go out before you start cheating with the best friend?
I didn't start cheating, actually. Broke up like one day short of a year.
I wish you weren't a liar.
Mm-hmm. And why did you break up? Because you were nailing her best friend?
No.
Jason, where are you at work right now?
Yeah, I work at Dietrich's in Mission Viejo, and I just went on break.
You're on your break. You work where?
At Dietrich's Coffee.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You act like there's one on every corner in every town, and we all go, "Oh,
it's
Dietrich!"
It's an Orange County thing. Dietrich's is great.
We used to meet. We used to meet over there every Friday. Every Friday, me and the family go to Dietrich's. I'll never forget it. Okay, so you broke up, or she broke up with you, but there's some bad blood. Now, will you watch the porn?
Oh, for sure.
With the new girlfriend.
With a new girlfriend.
With nice. His new girlfriend, who's my ex-best friend.
Well, that had to be hurtful that he went
definitely.
With your best friend.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Now, is part of you doing this porn part of your motivation to get back at Jason?
Oh, hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Jason, I smell a little junior college coming from your direction. What's going on with that?
Junior college?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm going to junior college, Irvine Valley College.
Shocking. And again, I would like it called, and when I'm in charge, it will be junior college. We'll put a second junior in front of it just to humiliate people from going there.
You smelled a whiff of that along with the latte.
Got a little whiff of the junior college. You know how I got the whiff of junior college? When he gave his very specific name for the restaurant or cafe he works at and never explained it was a restaurant or a cafe. That's a junior college move.
Nice.
Yeah. All right, Jason, get back to work.
Jason, by the way, whatever Nikki's reasons for doing this, Jason is the real winner in this. For all of time, he's going to have a movie of hot 18-year-old Nikki making sweet, sweet time with fellas, and he's going to say, yep, I had her.
I was there first.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm already telling you. I'm not telling my friends, so don't worry about it.
That's right. Long before Peter North decorated her like a birthday cake, I was there.
Does Nikki have anything she wants to say to him? She seems like there's something.
Oh, no, that's fine.
Say your piece. Now's the time to say it. Now's the time to get it off your chest. That's right. When you hear the Asian flute, it means it's time to speak the truth. And it also means your words are not just words. They will turn to action one day. Go ahead. Tell him with the Asian flute behind you.
Oh, my gosh. No, I don't really have anything to say.
No bad blood?
Well, obviously.
Jason, when is the last time you made sweet love to Nikki's ex-best friend?
I actually haven't.
What?
Huh? Yep.
Why not?
Because.
Oh, she just mouthed the word liar.
I wish you weren't a liar.
Why? You're seeing her now, right?
Yeah, well, we've only been together for like a month, and I didn't really want to get into that.
I just wish you weren't a liar.
Yeah, I remember what it was like to be 18 and a half. Women would throw themselves at me sexually. I didn't want to go there.
Totally.
I was not prepared. Sweetie, it's only been 6 weeks. Slow down. Cool your jets. Let's get to know each other just a little more, and then maybe you can get up my sweater. Are you high? You're going to junior college, and you're 19. You're probably on top of someone right now. Please.
Jason,
Liz, of course you guys have had sex.
I'll tell you, I'm honest. We haven't.
Now, why not then? I don't understand. I'm confused. And Nikki, what do you think? Nikki, did you have sex with Jason? Of course you had sex with him, right? First date, right?
Yeah, for sure.
First date. Well, yeah. Obviously, shocker. You're a guy who's no stranger to getting sex off a woman early and often. Why wouldn't you get sex off Nikki's best friend?
Because maybe I want to try something different this time. I think you should ask her who she cheated on with me. Like when.
Oh my gosh.
You need to ask her who she cheated on when she was with me.
Oh my gosh.
Jeff Goldblum.
No, you got it.
No, it's even better. Travis Barker. No, I'm just joking.
Is there a guy we know, or you just...
No, it's not a guy.
It's not a celebrity.
No, it's not a guy at all.
Oh. A donkey.
I cheated on him with my best friend, and now he's dating my best friend.
Really?
Oh. Holy hell.
Wow.
My head's spinning.
Hold on.
I can't follow.
My head's spinning, too, but it's not the one on my neck. I got to masturbate, fellas. Pull her out.
Right now.
I'm sorry. I'm only going
to
ask you.
Break?
First off, I'm only going to say this once. Secondly, I'm only going to ask 3 times a year. But
can
now I'm going to use up one of them right now. Clear out.
Where's the best friend?
To T? Clear out.
Let me move aside.
He's going to blow!
Or get eye protection. Duck and cover.
Where's the best friend? Can we get her on the phone?
I don't have her number.
She's at school right now, and she goes to high school.
Oh, sweet Jesus, this keeps getting better.
Can't we get on the PA system at the high school and say she has a dentist appointment?
What is going on in high school these days? Dear Lord.
You have no
Could
idea
you
what
imagine?
Goes on in the girls' locker room nowadays.
I mean, well, this is a bigger question, which is the taboo part of girl-on-girl action.
It's not taboo anymore.
That's
Give
what
me
I
break.
Mean.
Every
it's
girl
out,
does
it's out
it.
The window. It is officially on. You're Squaresville if you come to your 17th birthday and haven't touched another woman, right?
I resent that this Jason is half my age and he's done more living in the last 6 months than I'll ever do.
Yeah, I don't even know where to begin.
He stole Nikki's woman.
All right, Jason, I'm going to let you go.
It's okay,
because
she's in love with me.
I'm angry at your groin. It's not you I blame, it's your groin. Wow, so you and your best friend had a little sexual liaison.
Quite a few times.
Quite a few times.
Not just once.
Why won't she
ever
lay
on
down?
Were you on campus? You ever doing it?
Oh, no. We were watching The OC and Legally Blonde. It was totally something out of a porn. I don't know what happened. Like, I was like, you said Caleb died. And she was like, oh, no. I didn't say Caleb died. Pillow fight. Oh, kiss? No. I don't know. It just happened.
That's what happens at Kimmel's every football Sunday, but I didn't know you ladies were doing it, too. You said Roethlisberger? Cheetos fight?
No, it was really weird. It was something totally out of a porn. Like, we had a pillow fight and then just started having sex.
And you guys got totally naked?
Yeah, totally naked. Mm-hmm. I hope her parents aren't listening to this.
Yeah, she's in high school. They're probably at work by now. And oral? Reciprocating oral?
Yes.
Tandem oral?
Yes.
Forms that number. I don't know if we can say it, but you know what I'm saying?
Yes, we had oral.
Somewhere between 68 and 70, you guys formed a union?
That we did.
Wow.
What does your friend look like?
In high school.
Oh, she's cute. She's blonde, big boobies. Big natural boobs.
When you say big, how big?
I don't know.
D cup?
Like a small D.
Natural D.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Adam has been stunned into a silence that's never happened before.
Did I say clear out?
Yes, you
no
did.
No need.
Deed's been done.
Hold on. Tad, you got to go on a bounty run.
Too late. We're already ankle deep in Brusca's manhood.
Well, let's slow down the party a little. Shirley Phelps, religious fanatic, is on the phone. Shirley.
Hi, guys.
Wow.
Wow, is right.
I'm an atheist, and I'm offended by what's going on in this studio.
No, you're
studio.
Not offended by it. What you are is a Psalm 5:5 worker of iniquity, and God hates you, and you're going straight to hell.
Yeah. Well, hold on. If I'm going to hell, get an extra roll of paper towels.
Hey, Adam, I'll meet you down there. We'll have a party.
Oh, bring your friend. Bring your bosoming high school friend. I'll write her a note. I'll get her out of gym. Sorry, she can't participate in gym. She's got to go to hell with Corolla.
Yeah. What you got is, I hope my mommy and daddy aren't listening. They taught me how to be a filthy little pervert, and they turned me over to every filthy pervert that came down the pike. I hope they're not listening.
For the uninitiated.
Freakish, ghoulish simpletons? What in the world?
Should we explain who
yes.
the caller is, Shirley Phelps?
Shirley Phelps is
a Phelps Roper, Dumbos.
Sorry, he's a very religious person whose organization was the one. Hold on a second. She was her group, her
Thank
religious sect was the one that went out Oh, she turned me off when she got on the phone. Went out and protested at the funerals of our fallen servicemen right. because they were defending the rights of gays in this country. Oh. It's long and twisted. Most recently, she's been talking about these school kids that were killed in Amish country and saying they're bound for hell anyway.
Yes.
This just got them a head start. So she's a very religious person, but she's opinionated, and she's got moxie. And that's what I like about her, right, Shirley?
No, they didn't die protecting this country and fighting for homosexuals. For you perverts.
Oh,
that's
I see.
Why they're dead.
Okay.
They are you. They fight for you. It's all bound up together, you simpleton.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was Dumbo.
Right.
And you don't approve of Nikki's profession?
And I don't give a rat's ass what Nikki does. She was raised by people who hate her. Why should I care about her?
Well, we just spoke to her mother.
I mean, her mother hates her.
Well, she sounds like
she... That's why she's the brutish fool that she is.
She sounds like she loves her.
Yeah.
She sounded concerned with her.
No, hon. She hates her guts.
Well, what if...
She can't wait for the little wimp, the little witch, to be burning in hell with her. And...
Watch out the S-word there.
That happened to me the other day. It's okay.
It's funny. Coming out of such a delicate flower. You just...
Well, come on. 11 question? Kids?
What if one of them gets into pornography? What will you do?
Yeah, like that would happen.
Well,
like
let's just say one of them strays
Don't
and goes
understand?
To the devil's
Even
flock.
If my children decided that they weren't going to serve God, they wouldn't be filthy brutes like this because, you see, the scripture... Which mm-hmm. is true,
mm-hmm.
is that you train up the child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they'll not depart from it. The reason this girl is a filthy, brutish fool,
mm-hmm.
pervert, is because her parents are filthy, brutish, foolish perverts, and they hate her.
Well, now
they want her to be the same filthy, brutish pervert.
Filthy, brutish.
Yes. And I don't know pervert. Why she keeps bringing that cologne up. What about the stepdad? Now, he's passed away.
Oh,
you should have
stepdad.
Some sympathy
oh,
for him.
Yes, there you go.
He's in heaven, isn't
so
he?
So there you're talking now, what, adultery? Where's this girl's father?
Well, biological dad and biological
Where is
mom.
Her father?
They got divorced, as
yes.
many families
and then
do.
And she got remarried, and the Lord Jesus Christ said, that is adultery.
Mm-hmm. Oh. So it was adultery, but stepdad, he's in heaven, isn't he?
No, he's in hell. He went from her adulterous bed to his spot
crazy.
In hell.
Okay. Hold on a second, Shirley, because
Good
I...
Good job, dummy.
I would like...
There we go.
That's why we're playing the Sanford and Son theme.
Took her so long to get to dummies.
Yeah.
You big dummies.
Adulterous
you
bed.
You British filthy foods.
Yeah, well, there's more.
I'm from the back...
Brace yourself, Nikki. Nikki
oh,
Nine
God.
In studio, 18-year-old, just out of high school, going to literally break her porn cherry.
And I'm going to enjoy every minute of it.
In a week or so, Shirley Phelps, religious fanatic on the phone, will be back to reunite these two after this. I'm trying to think if my wife didn't know who I was. Probably be something like this. Probably be like, Lynette... Who are you? I've never seen you before. And then I'd be hearing the kids crying in the background and Olga, my maid, running around and the dog humping the hippo pillow. And I'd just go, I'm just here to read the meter, ma'am. I got to get my Ferrari and head to the beach. She doesn't get good radio reception where we live, so I'm allowed to make this kind of jokes.
She must be loving this segment, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Well, let's see. Where were we? Nikki Nine in here. Nikki's beautiful. She's 18. You can go to hustlerworld.com if you want to see what she looks like or go to her MySpace page.
MySpace.com/thenewNikki9.
She is doing her first porn movie coming up in a week or so. Shirley Phelps Roper, who's a very religious woman, is on the line. She's the one who's known for protesting the military funerals. As a matter of fact, we have Dustin on the phone. Dustin?
Yo, yeah, I'm here.
It says
Hi,
here,
Dustin.
It says you're in the Army and she protested one of your buddy's funerals?
Yeah, I was active Army for 4 years and I was on the initial invasion into Baghdad with the
Thank
30th
you.
Division.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I personally lost a couple of friends. And about, 2.5 months ago,
we had a funeral back here home here in Fort Hood, and we were riding with the Death Riders, which are a group of individuals that ride on Harley Davidsons.
Mm-hmm. They try to block out the protesters, that Shirley's group. Yes,
what they don't realize is what? That they are our target audience.
Okay, the bikers are.
Exactly.
Okay, well, Shirley, let me tell you something. All these bikers are Vietnam veterans.
Yes,
all these bikers fought for your freedom and died for your freedom.
Oh, they fought for
my
themselves.
Friends and their friends died.
Same with the guys at Iwo Jima. Wait a minute. Let me jump in for a second. Shirley.
Did they fight in the Revolutionary War?
Is that the only war you'll accept?
That's the one where they settled the question about the First Amendment. The rest of these yahoos are fighting for a filthy nation
that
has made God their number one enemy.
Jews from the release from Germany.
Oh.
How about this, Dumbo? Obey God, and you won't have a war.
But what?
You've got a war, and God is your number one enemy, and He is fighting against you, and He is going to kick this nation.
Lady, people have been fighting in the name of God since God was born.
Ooh. Hey, wait, Shirley, when is the second coming?
Shortly. And you're going to see so many dead bodies that you won't be able to possibly bury them all. Ooh. And then you will fulfill that scripture that says you'll give them the burial of an ass. Just throw that bunch of dead riffraff on the top of the heap.
But Shirley, what about World War II?
What about it?
Well, Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor.
You didn't take the warning. That's what about it. You didn't take the warning. God kicked your ass.
But should we have...
100,000 dead, foolish American beasts. And you didn't take the warning. You just got worse.
But should we have fought World War II or not?
Hun, that's a lame-ass question. You, in fact, did fight in World
War II. So you're trying to tell me that Hitler should be running the world right now. Is that what you're trying to tell me, Shirley?
Man, clown. You're asking me to talk to you about things that couldn't possibly be changed because they've already happened. That
you're
all happened
me that America
in
had
the
no
providence
whatsoever
it
on
happened
not
in the
Germany.
Providence of God.
All right.
He used
Dustin,
war,
keep
he
doing the Lord's
ass,
work.
Dustin, I just want to say thank you for everything you've done.
Yes, and your poor deceased
Dustin,
friends.
Why don't you come over and let me shake my silly little boobs at you?
Why don't you, Dustin? Come on.
Yeah, come on, Dustin.
Ooh, baby.
Boobies.
You're a bunch of goofy brutes.
Boobies.
All of that.
Hold
will
on.
Fall by the wayside.
Yes.
And it'll quickly mean
Wait,
nothing
I
to
don't
you.
Understand though.
Nothing. It'll mean
I
nothing.
I don't understand.
To you.
If God made my body, shouldn't I be proud of it though?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
No, you have no shame because you're a foolish whore.
Okay, you're the one with 11 kids, lady.
You're a foolish whore. You're a foolish whore.
Hey Shirley, we have Evelyn, that's Nikki's mom. On the line.
Well, shame on her.
Maybe
shame
you guys, mother
her.
To mother, could have a little powwow.
Congratulations. I hope this little witch is exactly what you were looking and hoping for, because she's the product of
Shirley,
your
you
rearing.
Just need to pipe down, because as far as I remember from
Hush up,
my
woman.
Youth, the Bible preaches love. It
Hush
teaches
up,
you to
woman.
Love one another. Not
the
just
love
you,
that
the
you're speaking of
you're
is spelled
to my daughter.
L-U-S-T. That's the love you
no.
speak of.
Mm.
You're
yes.
foolish,
you
British woman that raised this little whore, and I hope
you do not call my daughter a whore.
Yeah,
you know
I'm a little. She's 5'9".
Are you proud, foolish woman?
I am, because I brought my daughter up to think for herself.
You declare your sin is Sodom, you hide it not. You have the face of a whore.
The Bible teaches love and acceptance,
and
not hatred, and not the BS that you're spewing.
You?
No, I'm not ashamed.
All right, now hold on, ladies.
Were you ashamed when you had committed those abominations? No, you are not at all ashamed.
To call you
let me mediate here, please. ladies, please relax.
I think my mom's the winner.
For a second. Well, she'll... be losing shortly when you do the porn movie, but
exactly.
I'm sorry. Look,
well, have you promised mom some of the cut,
ooh,
some of the take on your,
you know
ooh,
what,
you'll gotten gay
for my daughter's best
on your whorish game.
That's it. I take
is
no money.
It? Is that it?
Is you know, my name
mom,
is
the pimp. Is that it, mom? The pimp?
No,
you pimped your daughter out.
No, I haven't
my
seen
mom.
Anything. The only
yeah,
thing
well,
I've done is looked over contracts and made
yeah,
sure
you
that
pay your lovers.
Hold on, let me jump in
you
for.
Pay your lovers.
Let me jump
whore.
In for a second here. I'm going to put Evelyn on hold. Shirley.
Yes.
Maybe instead of yelling at Evelyn, you should pray for her. Maybe you should have a dialogue with her.
I wouldn't dare pray for that whorish woman. She turned her daughter into a whore.
My mom didn't turn me into anything.
She's a whore. Her daughter's a whore. They're both going to hell together, and they'll spend eternity.
And we're
going to
have a big party.
Yeah. And first off, that's
eternity cursing each
other. Not her mom's fault. It's MTV's fault.
No, it's her fault. Her mother raised her. She taught her to be a whore. She divorced her husband, remarried, lived in adultery, taught this little slut how to be a pervert.
Mm.
How to defy God, how to enrage God, how to bring the wrath of God upon this foolish nation.
She may have enraged God, but she engorged the ace man. Fine line there. Well, Ev,
and
let
I'm
me
sure
put
your wife is proud of you too, fool. And your parents, oh, man, you must have them right over the top.
Well, they don't know what
this
I do for a living.
How would I know that? I'm a talking goofball that leads the nation, teaches them how to be perverts.
How should I know?
So let me get this straight. Evelyn taught Nikki how to be a whore, and then I teach the nation how to be perverts.
That's right.
Okay.
That's pretty well. You're almost, good. You're not quite, I don't know. Sometimes I think Howard Stern is in a class of his own, but now I'm beginning to wonder.
You're saying maybe I'm a close second.
Maybe you're all workers of iniquity. Psalm 5:5 says God hates you. That's all.
Oh. Well, I remember that part.
Well, if we're talking about the Bible,
and you're probably an adulterer too, aren't you, Adam?
Surely. Didn't Jesus?
God willing.
Didn't Jesus work with prostitutes? And
yeah, wasn't Mary Magdalene
no
a prostitute?
No, Dumbo. Yeah.
No.
He told the woman taken in adultery to go and sin no more.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't tell her to go and prostitute your daughter out. Don't become the madam of the house. Don't become the madam.
You know what would be great is it would put a nice bow on this whole thing. Is if you would commit adultery with her daughter. One of her daughters.
That'd be nice.
That'd be really
good.
She's
got a lot of kids.
That'd be nice.
She's got 11 of
them. Surely.
Could
I have a pass at how old are your kids? What's the oldest one?
27 to 4.
Way over the hill. Let's move toward the middle.
22, 2019.
Take Jerron the black intern with you. That'll go over great.
15? 15?
13. That's probably the age would you freaks want to get a hold of. 13.
Well,
then
you know.
You've got 11, 9, 7. I'm sure that 7-year-old probably's got some of you. Oh,
wow.
Never mind that. And 4.
He must have been. Your husband must have just been pounding you like a cutlet nonstop. How could you have so many kids?
Here's the answer, dumbass. Marriage is
they must be like just
all.
Walking out by the fifth man, you figure, right?
You find this standard set in Hebrews 13:4.
Yeah.
See, here's what amazes
got two
me.
Of them working
after,
here.
After that program last week, when I realized now that it was you talking to me, after that program, we get an email from a guy named Shane who says, "Oh my, I'm so oh my gosh, the scripture talks about you shouldn't be using the ass word." I'm thinking, where did this guy? What's he doing listening to this pervert? And while he's listening to him, he hears me tell you that you're a dumbass, but he doesn't hear all the filth coming out of your mouth. And
I
that
agree.
Is the picture of America. Perfect. It's just perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. God just told me Shane shouldn't listen unless he has an Arbitron book.
Okay, whatever.
All right, Shirley, I know that stifled you for a second.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Some
now,
things
look,
I don't even want to know what it means.
I'm putting Evelyn back on so you can talk some sense into her.
Yeah, right.
Well, now, ship sailed, really blow her out of the water and
well, now, hold on. Hold on. The ship hasn't sailed yet because Nikki's not doing her first movie for another week.
Oh, Nikki is so far gone that it's worthless. Does Madam Evelyn have any other children to...
She does
have a couple more daughters. She also has an extended family that loves and adores her.
Get busy getting those little sluts ready for their debut.
You know what? Each of my children have their own personality, and they're free to choose their own destiny in life. That's
also,
not up to me to do.
Hey, Madam Slut. Hey, Madam Evelyn. Did you tell those children also?
It's Ms. Slut to you, but go ahead.
Let me follow your goofy rationale to its logical conclusion. If you're going to tell them that the only thing that's really important is their never dying soul, and you're going to tell them about that matter, they need to go make their own call. Did you also tell them, I'm not going to send you to school. You need to go make your own decisions about whether to learn math, whether you're going to read, whether you're going to learn science. You need to make your own decision about these things.
You know,
yes.
I'm not going to shove it is my not up to me to decide my children's destiny. That is in their hands.
I agree.
Madam Evelyn.
You know, statistical witch.
Did you tell them also you're a witch? Easy, easy. By the way, Shirley.
I'm going to shove my education down your throat. You get to make your own call about that. Those are too important. Those issues are too important.
Whoa, Shirley, calm down for a second. Yes. First off, you brought up science. I'm sure you're teaching your 11 children that the Earth is 2,000 years old, right?
I'm teaching them what the scripture says, line upon line, precept upon precept, and I'm making doggone sure that they get to school and that they learn and get their secular education. Because
but no it's science.
Not what they get when it's
no
not
carbon
what they
dating,
hear from
nothing that would suggest that anything that would go against
those
your
kids
teachings.
Are, those, and you know, it's really interesting because when you get a really smart kid and they look at that nonsense called carbon dating, that what the scripture calls science, so called falsely, then the holes in their theories all become crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
I got a daughter who came in one day saying, have you heard what they say about this carbon dating? That blah, 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 blah. She had it all pegged perfectly. It was wonderful.
Mm, I see, but all lies. Now, what about the rapture, quickly?
What about the rapture?
Well, here's the thing, Sherls, if I can call you that, because I feel like we're close. I feel like a lot of religious folk think the rapture's coming in their lifetime, but then it strikes me that people...
I know, honey, we've had this conversation.
1,000 years before thought that as well. Well, what about it?
No one's put it the way that scripture describes you. Since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning.
A condescending preacher. That's rough.
And scoffers. And I told you that, and then you promptly uttered the words to verify exactly what I just told you.
You said,
I'm not a mocker. I'm a naysayer. No, hon, you're a mocker. Since the fathers fell asleep, all things remain as they were from the beginning.
Are you a mocker or a naysayer?
She's a mother mocker. Shirley.
Yeah.
Whether I'm a naysayer or a mocker, only the good Lord knows that. But I just want to know over under on the rapture. 8 years? When is it happening?
Here's the verse for you. You got it? I'm going to tell you two passages that will answer the question
Please.
For you beyond peradventure.
All right.
The first one is the Lord Jesus Christ speaking says, the weather is more difficult to discern the sign of the sky than the signs of the times. It is easier for you to discern when the Lord Jesus Christ is about to return because it will look like the antediluvian world just before Noah went on the ark and God destroyed them all. And it will look like Sodom and Gomorrah just before God sent Lot out and destroyed them all with fire from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
In other words,
you're saying Al Gore is responsible?
In other words, he says,
yes.
They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built it. You were a prospering... The bulls were running on Wall Street.
Yeah.
That kind.
Okay.
And you were prepared to kill the servants of God. Now, then here's the other passage for you.
Oh, can you imagine her 11 kids?
No man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh. But watch in all things, because he'll come as a thief in the night...
Mm.
And you guys are going to be caught unawares, and you're going straight to hell. But before that happens,
I was this close to cometh-ing
of
just
on
a few,
the rocks and the
few
mountains
breaks
to
back.
Fall upon you
yes.
to save you from the wrath of the Lamb.
Okay, so 8 years over under.
I personally think
next few
based
years.
Upon the reading of the signs of the times, which are crystal clear in front of your face,
right?
I'm thinking 8 is way too far.
So make 2-3 years.
I'm thinking that's too far out.
Okay. Oh. I just want to know when to officially start the party. I'm going the other direction. If I'm going to hell anyway.
All works for you.
All right, Shirley.
Hey, Shirley, buy my magazine on stands in
February. Yeah, right. That's what I'd be doing is wasting my energies thinking about you past this phone call.
Shirley, quickly, the Katrina folks, the people that were devastated by Katrina.
Yeah, go ask them if God loves them.
All right, so not fans.
And then pick up that Edmund Fitzgerald song. It really struck me the other day. That song was in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I never connected this up. The guy understood.
Gordon Lightfoot?
Exactly. He says, does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? I'm thinking, the guy got it.
Right.
That's not the love of God. It's the hatred, the anger, the wrath, the fury of your God kicking
right.
your ass.
Hey, Shirley, can I ask you a question?
No, simpleton, I don't
think
so.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask anyways. Is it okay with God if, like, we play with ourselves? Do you ever flick the bean?
What your question sounds like to me, hon. Blah, blah, I'm a simpleton.
And
I'm
are you
kind
mocking
of a
or naysaying?
Bimbo,
are you mocking or naysaying?
On purpose because I think someone might find it sexy.
Mocking.
Oh, my God.
Definitely
I'm
mocking.
Boner.
Well,
right,
honey, listen, Shirley, before we go, I would like to quote another powerful song by REO Speedwagon.
Oh, please.
Let's see. Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You were messing around.
Now, here's what I got.
Yeah.
Here's what I got.
You're under
got
the gun,
song.
So you take it on the run.
You ready for this? I got a song. We wrote this song, actually, and we sing it on the streets at those funerals. You ready?
Oh, thank you.
Nice job.
Okay, you ready for this?
Is this what you sing at
now,
the veterans' funerals?
I've talked so much lately, I don't have much voice left, but here
sure
we go.
All
right, ready?
Well, sing it. Sing it, sister.
First to fight for the fags, now they're coming home in bags, and the army goes marching to hell. Here, I got to help. I got some help. Ready?
Yeah.
Proud of all of your sins, no more battles
your
you
kids.
Will win,
oh,
and
no.
the army goes marching to hell. Then it's IEDs, the army's on its knees. Count off the body parts, oh, God. One, two, three.
This one's worse than Bill Maher.
As they go, the dying soldiers show that the army keeps marching to
all right.
hell.
I'm expressing my inner anguish to the majesty of song.
Shirley. Is that one? Is that one of your children?
That was my two oldest daughters, the 20-year-old and the 19-year-old. You see, those girls have some sense, unlike that little slutlet you've got sitting there.
Wow. All right, Shirley, thank you for calling in. We're running late in time.
Enlightening, as always.
Wow.
It's tough. It's ironic that Shirley never stopped accusing Nikki's mom, Evelyn, of being a horrible parent. If you
yeah,
think
she's
about
having
that.
Her kids sing the rhyming fags and body bags song.
Oh, sweet irony.
That was delightful.
Interesting. Rapture's coming, though. Pack your bags. Well, you don't need to.
You should, I'm already on my way down.
You wrap yourself in foil. I'll see you in hell, baby, like a baked potato. Oh. Nikki 9, good luck to you.
Thank you.
This is awesome.
Let's bring Nikki back right after she shoots the
you guys should come to my set.
Movie. And hear how it went for
her.
We got
on the set for a day.
We're invited to the set, by the way.
Really?
We should send
you guys
somebody
are.
There.
Well, wonderful. Maybe we'll send a correspondent down there to get the minutes, as it were. Hustlerworld.com is where you go.
www.myspace.com/thenewNikki9.
That's right. Well, Nikki, good luck in the upcoming porn.
Thank
you. And we'll
you.
Check back with you. I feel like this is a fire we need to keep burning. We'll take a quick break. Back with news.
Yes. I'm sorry. I was so sorry. Despondent about that song. I'm physically ill.
How about the fact that her kids were singing
that
along
with
that?
That was the worst part. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
At the lyrics. And there was no campiness.
No.
There was gravitas.
No tongues and cheeks.
No.
No.
Coming up in the news. Oh, God. I can't. It's hardly possible to push forward. But Robin Williams was on Good Morning America talking about rehab. And also, a woman beat her boyfriend, and you will not guess what she used to beat him with.
Oh, it'd be fitting if it was a Bible.
Yes.
But it won't be, I'm sure. All right, Nikki, thank you. We'll be back with news and sports after this.
Here's what's coming up tomorrow morning on the Adam Carolla Show with program director Jack Silver.
What up, peeps? Yo, check this show for tomorrow. NASCAR driver Kurt Busch. Hey, finally, some Busch in the studio. Ace Man, feel free to use that one. From the San Diego Chargers, Sean Merriman. Is going to make Dave pay up and wear a skirt? We wanted some tail in the studio, but that ain't it. Also in studio, a dominatrix and her sex slave. Hey, Jack's been a bad boy. Oh, behave.
Thanks, Jack. All that and tickets to get into the Playboy Mansion for Blotto in the Grotto. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Mm-hmm. Well, before we get to the news, just a little commentary from the Ace Man. Said it once, I'll say it again. You know, when I heard the kids singing behind Shirley, the horrible song about the fags and the body bags and the veterans and everything, religion, I believe... Look, if you have some sort of personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that's your business. But at a certain point, whoever you're praying to, it becomes mental instability. I mean, let's face it. You want to sit home and worship whoever you want to worship. That's your business. But if you're flogging yourself to the point where you're bloody and you're dragging some guy in a cross who's been nailed to it down the main highway, then at a certain point, that's mental instability. Why you thinking you're Napoleon or you worshiping your dog is any different than that, I don't know. As an atheist, nuts is nuts. There's a couple kinds of nuts. There's a kind of nuts where you physically cut your nuts off and put them in a blender, and then there's a kind of nuts where your dog tells you to kill, and then there's a kind of nuts where you think you're an alien, and then there's a kind of nuts where you're like Shirley. When you raise 11 kids and you're nuts that way, your kids should be taken away just like your kids would be taken away if your dog was telling you what to make the kids for breakfast. Either way, nuts is nuts. I don't understand why we tolerate it. And I feel sorry for the kids because, of course, the kids are brainwashed and they become nuts junior. Junior nuts. They're like the little broken pecans at the bottom of the nut bag. And then eventually they get older, they procreate, and then they raise little nut jobs. That's the way it works. And these people never have two kids. They have 20 kids. Therefore, more procreation, more nuts. The more you know. Thank you very much. Now, where were we? News?
News. Speaking of nuts, Kim Jong-il is added in North Korea. The working assumption is that he has achieved nuclear capability, which he tested. Now, there are some skeptics, such as yourself, Adam. You think that maybe there was seismic activity. He was just maybe detonating some dynamite, faking out the international community.
Well, he... You know, an interesting theory on him is just he has a miniature-sized peccaroo, and this is all just one big form of compensation for that. Also, if you want the world to think you have a nuclear device, and obviously if you're going to test it, you want the world to know you have this device, then you do it in such a way where we can tell you have this device. He did it in a tunnel, in a pit, a half mile down in the earth. Our satellites couldn't see anything. Why don't you let us know if you have it? As I've said before, if you're robbing a bank with a gun and you have a gun, then show the cashier the gun. If not, put your finger in your sweat jacket and make it come out like a point. That's what he's doing. That's what makes me wonder if he actually has it or not. Either way, we should bomb him.
Well, President Bush is not happy with Kim Jong-il. And here's what he had to say. Now, mind you, Bush's speechwriter rolled the dice a little bit when he put the word proliferator into his speech. Let's hear it.
The North Korean regime remains one of the world's leading proliferator of missile technology, including transfers to Iran and Syria.
He made it through. Now, we were talking to Shirley Phelps Roper.
Yeah.
And
they need to write those scripts like porn scripts.
Yeah, for Bush.
Yeah.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple, stupid.
We were talking with Shirley Phelps Roper, who you just mentioned might not be the world's greatest parent. In the news, another pretty hideous parent, a 27-year-old woman this weekend was arguing with her boyfriend in... Erie, Pennsylvania, when she decided to use as a weapon her 4-week-old baby boy. She grabbed her son and started swinging him at the boyfriend. One swing made contact. The baby's head slammed into the man's body. And unfortunately, the little baby fractured the right temporal region, had a little bleeding in his brain. He's in serious but stable condition. It looks like he's going to be okay. The mom was charged with aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, and simple assault.
Now... Would you rather be that kid or one of Shirley's kids?
That kid, because he was taken away.
That's right. You get raised by a loving foster family that will molest you in a few years, but you bought yourself a couple of years before the molestation begins.
They were probably arguing whether or not they should go to the morning service or evening service for Yom Kippur.
You think definitely not a Jew candidate?
How much stuff do you have to not have in your room before you start using your kid as a weapon?
No hairbrush?
No hairbrush, no curling iron, no vase you can toss, no skillet, no rolling pin. How vacant does the room you're in have to be before you pick your kid up and start warding off your concubine with your kid? When you're using your kid as thy rod and thy staff, you know what I mean? There must be zero. You must be in outer space at that point.
Well, a sad note, this woman whose name is Chaitoria has 4 other children who were also all taken from her. So,
well,
She didn't reach for any one of those other four. She reached for the little one.
Again, I don't want to bring race into this.
There is no racial bigotry here.
I think it's pretty obvious she's either Asian or Jewish.
Right, exactly. Now, Robin Williams is out
of reach. That's just what those people do. I'm sorry.
Refrain from using ethnic slurs.
Robin Williams is out of rehab. He was on Good Morning America yesterday. Which...
Who let him out of rehab? I didn't okay that.
I'm sorry. By the way, Mel Gibson is going to be on GMA two-parter Thursday and Friday. But first, Robin Williams was on, and he was a little all over the place. He was asked where he wants to be a year from now. Now, if you've heard Robin Williams before rehab, he's always all over the place, but he brings a certain amount of joie. I don't know if it's just me, but he's kind of all over the place, but somehow he's lacking his usual enthusiasm. Let's take a listen. Where will Robin Williams be a year from now?
Still doing what I'm doing and having the ability to do it. That's my dream. And I hope 1 year from today we will speak, and in that time I will have learned Spanish. Because in California, se necesito hablar español. Even though we have an Austrian governor, and you're doing some interesting things, your energy policy and your stem cell research, I thank you for that, Arnold. And tell Maria to have some cheesecake. Just because she's so thin, she can put an eye out. You have to be careful.
His heart wasn't in it.
I feel sorry for the poor people that are interviewing because they always have to laugh the whole time, and then they become enablers and it becomes a vicious circle. Really, someone just needs to sit there with a puss on. Actually, Shirley needs to interview him.
There you go.
Just start calling him a big dummy in the middle of this Baptist minister riff.
I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
American League Championship Series gets going in Oakland. That's what I meant to say. Yeah. California this evening. Wild card Detroit Tigers paying a visit to the Athletics. Breaking news out of New York. The $200 million Yankees, who of course got knocked out of the playoffs by the Tigers over the weekend, have announced that they're not going to fire manager Joe Torre. This is on all the, this is the headline on all the sports shows, all the sports websites. That it's the status quo. In other words, Joe Torre is still the Yankee skipper. Why is that news? That what was true yesterday is still true today. It's the equivalent of saying William Howard Taft, the 27th president of the United States, is still dead. NBC show Manimal, still canceled.
Oh,
Latrell Sprewell, still black. Hey, you know, baseball season's winding up, and we're right in the heart of football season.
Yes.
But there's another sport. Little fringe sport, called hockey. I saw a commercial for it last night. There were a couple of people sitting on surfboards, and then a hockey player happens along on his surfboard. Here, take a listen to this.
What's Jonathan Tichu doing out here?
He's just here to remind you the hockey season started.
Jonathan Tichu scores!
Because he's a shark?
Yeah, I guess he's in the water, but let me tell you something. Jonathan Tichu is a terrific name, I think. And, you know, there's a guy on the Anaheim Mighty Ducks named Teemu Selanne. Those are both terrific names. Really, really strong names. So strong, in fact, it really makes me want to sing.
Live?
That's right.
Oh, Christ. This is going to be uncomfortable.
Chee-choo. You know how to turn on the red light. The hockey game's not over, so score a goal and get into a fight. Hey, Moo, you wear black and orange tonight. Skate the ice for money. You score from left wing or from the right. Chee-choo, turn on the red light. Teemu, turn on the red light. Chee-choo, Teemu, chee-choo. By the way, I want to remind everybody that I have a college degree. Thank you. Money well spent.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
Only 80 more games to go, everybody.
Breska, what's more disturbing, that or Shirley getting her 9-year-old to rhyme fag and body bag.
I'd rather have Shirley.
Yeah.
On a loop.
No.
You're quite the little chatterbox tonight, ain't you?
Took a lot of guts, to be honest, in that moment.
It did.
You're going to get a lot of naysayers out in the hallway, but I admire that on you, kid.
I'm not proud.
We'll take ourselves a quick break. When we come back, my buddies from Drawn Together, third big season on Comedy Central. It's the little show that could, some say, funniest animated show on television. Certainly the edgiest show on television. Certainly animated show on television. Yes, I said that. South Park, it's out there, but this makes that look like a nursery rhyme.
And you're on this show.
And I am on Drawn Together. We'll bring the creators, old friends, in, and we'll do much more after this.
You asked for it, now you've got it. Less ads, more Adam. The Adam Carolla Show. Back to the Adam Carolla Show. Call 866-901-ADAM from the Comedy Central series Drawn Together, featuring Adam Carolla.
I thought you promised Daddy that you'd never see me again.
I'm scared to defy my father, but I'm even more scared of never again feeling the way I do when I'm with you.
Oh, baby. I'll order the pizza, then you'll then we'll say we didn't order sausage.
Thanks for everything, Spanky. Poo humor's always been so low on my list of priorities, but now it's like number two.
And now Dave Jesser, Matt Silverstein, and Cree Summer from Drawn Together on the Adam Carolla Show.
That is filthy. I had no idea.
I don't think anyone has an idea what that is, but the beeps.
Yeah, you hear that, you wonder, why aren't more people watching?
How was the big premiere party last week?
Oh, you missed it, Adam. I don't know why you didn't come.
I blame my wife. She planted a kernel in my head that grew into a huge stalk of not going. I showered. I said, I'm going, because there was topless waitresses, right?
Well, we thought it was funny. We had a fight, Comedy Central, to give us any money for premiere party.
Right.
And so when we finally got the money, we're like, would it be really funny to spend it on, like, naked men and women and make it the most inappropriate and obnoxious party possible?
Yes.
So, but it would have been more appropriate if the women were either good-looking or beautiful or had big breasts. Yeah. But they were flat and droopy, topless women walking around serving, like, fried egg rolls. I never liked it. It's,
exactly.
It's really sad, all that. It's the thing that's most disappointing about a nudist camp is you think, oh, there's going to be hot teenage broads running around nude, and it turns out to be your mom's friends playing volleyball. Very sad.
Very sad. I like
that. Although you like your mom's friends, yeah. Beth. That's right. We assumed Matt and Dave were gay when we met them many years ago.
Thank you.
On the Man Show, and it turns out they're now just bi.
At best.
So let's talk Drawn Together. Third big season, 10:30, Thursday nights, Comedy Central, the filthiest show on television, yes?
Thank you, Adam. Mm-hmm.
We don't try to make it filthy. It just turns out that way.
That's right. And Cree, you do the voice of Foxy Love.
That's right.
For those of you who've not seen the show, Foxy Love is titillating as an animated character gets.
Yes.
I understand the weirdo's obsession with anime when I see Foxy Love. She looks like one of Josie and the Pussycats, but big
nipples.
Jumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, in fact, and a beautiful voice, a very sexy voice. I think we actually have a song.
Oh,
of her singing
right.
about
right.
vaginas?
A love song. A love song.
We did an unplugged version. I hope it's okay to...
All right. Do we have that?
Yeah, it's pretty... Right. Yeah.
This is Cree Summer.
Mm-hmm. Along with Tara Strong, mm-hmm. who plays Princess Clara.
Yeah. Yeah. La, 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 labia, baby, you got something for me.
In your wizard sleeve.
La, 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 labia, baby, you got something for me. Hoochie coochie, gitchy gitchy, yeah yeah yeah. I gotta snatch it, gonna catch it, yeah yeah yeah. Benjaminja, furry burger,
smiley Sam.
La 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 la, baby, oh baby, you got something for me.
Oh yes, sirree.
Fluff him off, it's stuffy in the yeah yeah yeah. I got a fever for the beaver weaver, yeah yeah yeah. Honey pot.
Yeah.
hunting.
Yeah,
yeah, we hired a guy named Evan Schletter. He used to be on Mr. Show, and he writes all the music, and we don't really have to do much. Kreese sings it, someone else writes it, and we have over a million viewers every single week.
I don't remember that much singing going on season one of Drawn
Together.
Actually,
we have something.
Yes, you sang on season one.
Oh, we do. Season one? I was pretty high.
And you thought you were on South Park, I think.
I'm looking forward to hearing that.
Oh, yeah. Please don't tell me I'm not doing... They love it because whenever I do a... whenever I go in to do a... Drawn's the name of the show? Drawn Together session, I just... All I do is talk about the Family Guy. Seth says this, Seth said that. When I did a voiceover, Seth gave me one of these, big thumbs up through the booth.
I got fired from Family Guy.
You did?
Really? I did.
How do you do that? It's not easy to do,
is it?
I played
the sister. But it was great because they had to pay me anyway. So it was one of those.
Ah.
And they got Mila. What's your name?
You don't have to.
Well, Kuntzes? What do we?
Yeah, Kuntzes.
From the 70s show.
Yeah.
What do we have? We have me singing a song?
Yeah, this is trying to sing a song.
This is from season one. This is the episode. You know what? Just play the clip.
All right.
Self-explanatory.
This is John Mark Carr, by the way, just so you know, the JonBenet suspect.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's not a suspect anymore. He's obviously
he's a former suspect.
Innocent.
Yes.
Let's get him out of jail and into the studio.
He's not the only one who can sing from his heart. I have feelings inside that this
very nice.
It's
actually kind of good there.
We actually have an episode this year, mm-hmm. a part where you just you had some notes for yourself. You wanted to let us know how you were going to do things in the studio. We just put it in the show because it's the least amount of energy or effort anyone's put into anything. We should have brought that.
So we had to leave it. Yeah.
You guys will just use this, whatever.
Do whatever you want when I'm in there. I'm on your time. I made the guys, I don't know if I told you, Dave, but I made them get me some glasses that I like to put on. You know when they show the actors doing the voiceover, when they show Tim Allen behind the stage doing the animated whatever, they always wear glasses in the studio. I don't require glasses, but I still made them go out and get me glasses. And I put the glasses on, and I look at the script with my glass on,
no
then I slide them down.
And the, no one's recording
no
this.
No one's seeing it.
And it's the same joke we've heard now for about 4 years. And he commits to it every session.
I put my hat on backwards, then I put my glasses, and once in a while I'll even hold the glasses up with my hand and look at the script and then I'll announce this is very clever. Well,
how many episodes have you seen of the show?
I have seen I'm gonna tell you this right now. I am closing in on 5/8 of an episode. I've seen an eighth here, a 16th there, a 32nd there. I'm counting commercials now for Drawn Together. And I've seen enough to compile almost a full 3/4 of an episode. I'm sorry, you know, I have a problem with myself. I don't like me that much. I know yes. other people. I know you'd say, now how does the same guy who comes into the studio, demands bifocal lenses, and then preaches about his drive to the studio to 9 guys who are all getting paid a lot of money and this is all on the clock, how do I waste your time? How do I get that preachy about that? How does that same guy go home that night and not watch himself on TV?
That's because your parents didn't watch, right? That's what we really want to get into.
I think
that,
it's a carryover. Yeah.
Have your parents ever seen the show? Have they ever heard of Drawn Together or the radio show?
Let me tell you.
How would I know that?
Let me tell you where Drawn Together is on their list of things that the Aged Man has done. I don't even know that that's on the ballot of shows not to watch that I've done.
What about Family Guy? Now, do you watch yourself on Family Guy?
No.
You watch Norm MacDonald when he was on it?
Yes, I did. I did enjoy the old Death quite a bit. I thought he was awesome in that role too.
Do your parents have Sirius?
I got it for him for Christmas. I don't know if they hooked it up or not.
How should I know?
That's my mom. We asked her what the name of Jerron the intern was, and she said,
how can you possibly expect me to answer that?
Look, I was on K-Rock for 10 years. I asked my dad what the number on the dial was, on the FM dial. If you could find it on the dial, I will give you $10,000. He could not.
Wow.
Well, 11 years.
Yeah. My father mm-hmm. about a week before he decided to die.
Mm.
What a dick. Yeah.
Reminded me that the show you do is basically crap.
Those are his dying words.
Yeah. Oh. Well, he's motivating me to keep going. I still need to get his approval.
Yeah, a show named Crap. It's an old Johnny Cash song.
Basically crap.
You knew he wasn't going to be around to motivate you. He had to keep you going.
Yeah.
All right, we need to take a little break. We have all the creative minds behind Drawn Together. This show is not crap. This show is awesome. I run into a lot of folks that are diehard fans of Drawn Together. Comedy Central, Thursday night, 10:30. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
On October 26th, Adam's doing the show live from the Playboy Mansion for the first annual Blotto in the Grotto Halloween party.
Playmates, booty shorts, lingerie. Everyone's kind of sexed up. A lot of girls with a lot of blonde hair.
You want to go, don't you? Of course you do. But you got to earn it with a humiliating stunt.
I will go ahead and take a 2.5-foot bong load of Tad's pubes to get into the Playboy Mansion.
Now you got to inhale.
I'm telling you, I'll go to North Hollywood High, your old alma mater, stand there in a full-size diaper.
Getting someone to stand in a diaper in front of my own high school says I've arrived.
Or you could shave the entire left side of your body. Check out the list at adamcarolla.com. Oh, and ladies, you're welcome, too. All you have to do is email a picture of yourself in a hot Halloween costume to contest@adamcarolla.com. Check out adamcarolla.com if you want to go get Blotto in the Grotto at the Playboy Mansion. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, I'm sorry we're out of time. That bumper took 20 minutes. Jesus Christ.
It was cut by Ken Burns.
Yeah. Hey, Dossie, I forgot to mention what I ate for breakfast. Let's get that in there. Holy Christ.
Cree Summer. Be some post-show fight today. Can't wait for that.
Yes. Cree Summer from, she's the voice of Foxy Love, Drawn Together is the name of the show. Comedy Central, Thursday nights, 10:30. It is a filthy yet hilarious show. Matt
Thanks,
Silverstein,
Adam.
Dave Jesser. Hey, I'm a fan.
I appreciate it. We're a fan of yours.
Oh, thanks, Phyllis.
Be fair to Teresa.
Thanks, Phyllis. She's doing a great job.
I've told you that.
And you guys are from the same tribe. You know what I'm saying?
We both stayed in the same tribe.
The blacks love the Jew humor.
I do. I love the Jew.
Three noses between the two of them, huh?
It's true. I think we could make an extra nose.
Well, speaking of Jews, Matt Silverstein, we met many years ago.
First season
of The Man Show. And it's a pretty hang loose group over there. A lot of guys, pretty much what you'd picture. A lot of guys hanging out, farting on each other, having a good time, practical jokes, that kind of stuff. But at some point, something crossed the line, even for us.
Really?
And it took a lot to offend the staff at The Man Show, but something did catch our eye. Matt, maybe you want to take the story from here?
I'm not that much of a guy. Like, I was totally an outcast when I first got there. I don't play sports games.
Right. Sports games.
He doesn't have a football sports outfit. Games.
No, it's terrible.
He doesn't go to football rehearsal.
That's right.
And all you guys are like, you know each other. You're talking about all your sports things. You're betting. You're farting. And I was just like, and so I would go in the bathroom, and above the urinal, you guys are all writing funny things about each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing about me. And so I want to include myself in the fun that you guys had in the office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I had this huge Sharpie on me. I was like, you know, I'm going to write a little something about myself, and then people think that now I'm part of the gang.
Right.
So I got up there, and I was like, I got to think quick before someone comes in, because it's weird. And I wrote, Matt Silverstein is a Jew homo and deserves to die.
Two out of three is not bad.
But
you didn't think it was bad then. You thought, oh, now I'm part of the crew. People think I'm writing about me.
Right. Yeah, I guess so. I thought it would be weird that they wrote that about me.
And then who found it?
So then I went back to I immediately threw the marker away in the garbage. Washed my hands because there was something on my hands. And then suddenly there's a big emergency meeting from Daniel Kellison. The show's executive producer, the man who gave me my very first job.
He's on the phone, by the way. Good time, Danny Kellison on the blower. Daniel?
How's it going?
Good.
Hey, Daniel.
Executive producer of The Man Show. Daniel likes to have a good time, rarely gets serious, but once in a while he calls a meeting and says, look, folks, we've crossed the line.
Now, there aren't a lot of Jews on The Man Show, right? You were probably one of the only Jews
in Hollywood.
That is weird.
That's why it wasn't funny, season one. We smartened up and hired some Jews.
Bring in the
season
Jews.
Two.
So, huge emergency meeting. Daniel's like, Matt, listen, I don't know. Have you seen what's on the bathroom wall? Oh, no. And I was like, no. And he says, listen, well, it's pretty horrible. Somebody said you were a homo and a Jew, and they want you to die. I'm like, that's horrible, but I'm sure it was all in fun, and that's kind of a funny thing to write. And then Jimmy, who I'm so desperate to impress, goes, no, that's not funny. That's the most unfunny thing I've ever read. I'm like, oh, that's the worst.
Where was I?
Now, we were, you wrote it, to be fair.
We were all in the same office. Where was I at that point? Was I doing my long stamping in the hall or something?
I don't ever know what you are doing. You're wandering around. You're hitting on Dixie chicks at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Chasing midgets.
Another story.
So, yeah, so it's a huge thing. It's like, somebody's going to get fired over this. And then Daniel's like, you know, we're going to have a handwriting. Everyone's going to write on a pad of paper, Matt is a Jew homo and deserves to die. Everybody, you know, like the 80-year-old researcher Charlie.
Yes.
Came in. Everybody
who now
in the
is
office.
Dead. Yeah. It is funny and ironic that when you're trying in your quest for justice, we had now 128 people write Matt's a Jew homo needs to die.
Now, amazingly though, somebody's handwriting, so of course I know to, you know, scribble, it looked nothing like my handwriting. But Sal,
cousin Sal,
his handwriting matched perfectly.
Oh. Yeah. So he was going to take the fall?
He
and
did.
He's the exact
and
person
you
that you would think
did
I would
let him,
get
him. You let him.
I let him.
Good.
For Daniel.
For years.
Now, how do you remember this? Because I remember Sal was on the short list of prime suspects before the handwriting analysis began, but after his matched up with yours perfectly and inexplicably, then he was the number one guy, but he said he didn't do it. What happened after that, Daniel?
I did not believe him. I mean, I'm probably as ashamed of this as anything I've ever done in my career.
Oh, really? Because I've been with you when you've done things that this would pale in comparison to that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we had a bachelor party with you this weekend.
Please.
Sal is still mad about this. He came up about 2 weeks ago, and it pissed him off still.
Really?
Yeah, because, he deserves this. Sal's about as big of an a-hole. I love him.
No, but I know. He's a troublemaker. Wait, hold on a second, Daniel. We're running late for break. We will give you the thrilling conclusion to this story, because it's been a while. I can't even remember what happened. So we're at the stage where we've got the handwriting analysis guy in. We figured out that it's Cousin Sal whose handwriting it matches. We'll decide or figure out what happened in terms of justice being
meted
out.
Whether or not Matt is a Jew, a homo, or is dead.
Or D, all of the above. Take a quick break. Be right back after this.
Stick around, because Adam's giving away a trip to Las Vegas to the Vegas Festival October 28th and 29th to see Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, The Killers, and more. Get your tickets at Vegas.com. Stick around, back with more of The Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, this is Jeff Probst, and you are listening to the greatest radio and television personality of all time. It's The Adam Carolla Show.
Right back at you, you Choker King. He is Choker King, Matt Silverstein's name in college. Mm-hmm. Matt Silverstein, Dave Jesser here, Cree Summer from Drawn Together, Comedy Central, Thursday nights, 10:30, third big season. I'm on it as well. Yeah. Quickly, let's finish the die. Gay Jew story.
So for 2 years, I let Sal literally kiss my butt. I
mean, oh, 2 years?
Maybe three. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean, went on
he should be angry.
And he just kept coming up to me like, man, I'm really sorry. And I was like,
it's the only time you've ever seen him like really sincere.
Yeah, no, really sincere. I'm like, dude, you made a joke. It's not that funny. I forgive you. I love you. It's fine. And he totally backed up. He never did anything to me. Like, for some reason, And then one day just at lunch, I was just like, hey, Sal, get funny story. You know that thing? I wrote it.
Mm. Yeah, he was not
No. And then he's like, I was almost fired. She went, on.
Oh, right, that's
if
why
it was
he's
anyone
angry.
But Sal, you would have copped to it, but you knew Sal wasn't getting fired.
I'm a
right. Daniel?
Yes, sir.
Thanks for staying on hold for 10 minutes, but we're out of time. I'll see you tonight, buddy boy. All right, sorry there, brother. Well, that's it. We're plumb out of show. Not enough time for anything other than say thanks. And again, Drawn Together, 10:30, Thursday nights, Comedy Central. New
thanks,
season
Adam.
Just
Adam.
Started.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you next time. Until next time, it's Adam Carolla saying mahalo.